This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
In other words, it's very, very, very naughty, naughty, naughty. It can be naughty.
Hello!
Hello! Hello and hello. Hello, hello, and hello. I hope everybody out there is ready to have a good time.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
What's up? Woo-woo! I'll tell you what's up. It's time to wind up our 2.5-watt transmitter so we can bring you some real fun.
Okay, man, start it up.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I got it right near my weenus. I feel it near the weenus. But as the show progresses, it's going to grow. It's going to grow maybe contagiously like cancer. And that's not a good thing. But in this case, it's a good thing. You want the feeling to grow. You want it to just be overpowering. You just want to get this big smile on your face, especially if you're listening to the show while you're in the office and then you're like, you know. And it's that little laugh where you've done a silent fart. Nobody heard it, but it stinks, and they're trying to figure out where it's coming from. And you have that devilish grin on your face, like, I knew where it came from. Where am I going with this? I don't know. I'm like, I'm ready to start the show and have some fun. It is time once again, ladies and gentlemen, for the Rockin' Comedy Show. I gotta tell you, this show is almost as entertaining as Chat Roulette. Without the webcams.
Yeah. It works better when you step back from the webcam.
Have you checked out Chat Roulette? It's a fun little game for people that have webcams. You might see me on there because I was having some fun the other day. Not fun like some of these other people were having on Chat Roulette, but definitely a good time.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I am your host of the madness. You can call me Crazy Jay if you would like.
I think you're a fucking idiot.
You do? Well, that's a big compliment, Mr. Connery. Mr. Sean Connery. The show does come to you each and every week from the padded walls of our electronic sandbox, which is located right up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. Yeah! Woo!
I don't know. I mean, does anyone really pay attention to radio anymore?
I think there's a few. We do get some email. That's right. We do get email.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
There certainly is a letter in the mailbox, let me tell you. If you want to contact the show, there are so many ways to do it. You can contact me through email, which is crazyj@comic.com. crazyj@comic.com. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace. You can go to the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. You can call the hotline number that's listed on there. Leave a voice comment. See, we like to hear from our listeners, and we're not getting a lot of feedback. And we're like, we get hundreds and thousands of downloads a month, but we want to hear from more of you. So, let me explain to you. You go to rockincomedyshow.com. You'll see a little box that pops up. It says call to leave a message and get updates directly from Crazy J. Yeah. These are the updates. The number, 702-727-4892. 702-727-4892. Just give it a call. Just old time's sake, here's one that was left, so you
What's
know what
up,
it sounds
crazy
like.
Crazy motherfucking Jay. This is Big Lance calling, wishing all you stupid white trash motherfuckers a happy new year, even though it's, what, January 3rd already? It's Sunday. Understand? So, yeah, I just wishing you stupid motherfuckers a happy new year, and all the white trash listeners y'all got out there, and the Elpo, and the Jewish Interloper. Jewish Interloper's a bad motherfucking comedian. Y'all gotta go see him. He working down as a statue at the skate park. Yeah, he's a bad motherfucker. You know, he's making money being a statue and shit. Jewish Interloper is the man. Right, check it out. All you motherfuckers, enjoy your year. 210, we all going to be breaking in 210. In 210, we all going to be making that serious cash money except for Jay, because he's gay. Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
So anyway, that's That's what happens. Just leave a message. We'd love to hear from you. It's, you know, it's cool. It's there for you, the people. So, again, you can call us, email us. I did get an interesting email, speaking of having a letter in my mailbox. Just a little email that says, "To whom it may concern, what is this show all about? That Mike guy on the show is really annoying. And you, Crazy Jay," now, you addressed it as "to whom it may concern," but you knew who you were sending it to. "And you, Crazy Jay, seem to be an ass. Brenda Tobenes. T-O-B-E-N-S. First off, thank you for listening. But pay attention, because the show... well, the show is pretty basic. You can figure it out. There's not really a lot to, you know, figure out about the show. Half of that email is true. Is Mike annoying, or am I an ass? But it's up to you, people of internet land, to figure that one out. Figure that one out on your own. Okay? Just figure it out on your own. Just... Am I an ass? Is Mad Mike annoying? Who knows?
Everyone's entitled to a little confusion in their lives.
Right.
I practically thrive on it.
But for all the other stuff, let me fill you in. All right? This is what the show is all about. The show is primarily to make you laugh. That's it. That's all we're here for. We bring you 911 calls. We've got some prank calls today. We got some more celebrity calls. You guys seem to like that. We got comedy music, stand-up bits, great guests, awesome rock music. We've got lobsters, pickles, news. Yeah, that's right. I threw it out there. I said lobsters. It's not going to be the first time today you hear it. Lobsters, pickles, news. We've got it all. But most importantly, we have fun. That's what this show is all about. This show is primarily about having a good time.
Don't look now, but there's one man too many in this room, and I think it's you.
It was a year ago this week, my friends, that this man became my co-host. Mad Mike is in the house. And
push up, everybody.
And he's got some parenting skills going on.
Oh, God. I got a new puppy, and it's driving me effing nuts, man. Nobody said they were this hard. Did you know you have to feed them, like, three times a day?
It's like having a kid, Mike.
Yeah, dude, seriously. Only the difference is, like, a kid has less hair, I think.
Yeah, but they still, they don't let you sleep.
They do not let you sleep.
They shit and piss whenever they want.
They so do, dude. They don't let you sleep. Like, when you go to sleep, you're like, oh, thank God. And the problem is, like, when they do fall asleep, you're like, should I sleep too? Or should I do the things that I need to get done? You know, you're like, damn it, what do I do?
Yeah, that's how it goes. Welcome to the wonderful world of...
Owning a pet. And now I have, like, this huge decision, like, do I chop his nuts off? When do I chop his nuts off? Should I tell him his nuts are going to get chopped off? Should I breed him first?
If you want to get involved in the breeding, then yes. But, you know, if you're gonna chop them early, do them as soon as they drop. They haven't dropped yet.
Yeah. So, do humans' balls just drop?
No.
They don't just like bloop one day?
No.
But dogs do.
Yeah.
Well, why don't ours do that?
I don't know why that is.
Because we don't hit puberty till 13. Literally, they could stay in there until then.
They could.
Because we don't really need them until then. And then they could drop then. Like, why don't they just stay up there and be safe? Why do they got to come down now?
Well, we have been gone a couple of weeks. Last week, we took...
Slamming them in the toilet?
Last week, we took time off because I lost my voice.
Smacking it in between your legs?
It just would not have worked to do the show the way that I was sounding. But
sweaty balls? Ben, when you're 10, you don't need that.
Just shut up.
I'm just saying.
We're over it now. We're not talking about that.
Oh. What are we talking about?
Talking about not being here last week, but...
what was going on, man?
I just said I had lost my voice.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that. Why didn't you tell me?
You did.
Oh, wait. You lost your voice.
Anyway, so we're back. It's your one-year anniversary on the show, buddy.
How crazy is that? Yeah. A whole year.
Freaking insane.
Oh, and we happen to have found the demo that mysteriously disappeared in my car.
Yeah.
Turns out it was in the one place I
was
never looked.
Worried about it. I knew it was there.
It was up in my visor attached to another Rock and Comedy Show CD, the one place I would never look.
But things have been crazy. I got some stuff that's really been happening that I haven't told you. I've told you a little bit.
Yeah.
But not everything.
Say a curse word.
What?
Say a curse word.
Say a curse word?
Yeah, I'm gonna edit it with this.
Fuck.
Did that work? Maybe.
let's turn your mic up a little and squeak it. Here we go. Fuck.
So what happened, man? What's been going on?
Alien
abductions?
As you know, a lot of people know.
Sex with a farmer?
No.
Oh.
But there is sex involved.
Oh wow.
It's really that you no, but for a lot of people, you know, they know that I'm now working at Caesar's Palace.
You are working at Caesar's Palace.
And
is it the real Caesar's Palace?
Dude, don't even get me started on that fucking line. I'm not even playing. That is the most ridiculous thing. People will wait. They don't care if the line to check in is 45 minutes.
They'll wait.
They have to come and do that goddamn line from Caesar, from freaking The Hangover.
Is it pager friendly?
Ha! Ha!
Oh, that killed me.
I'm going to set up for you.
Dr. Price? Stu, you're a dentist. Hey, don't try and get fancy.
It's not fancy if it's true.
I know the lady
in a two-bedroom suite on the 12th floor. Is that okay?
Sounds perfect.
The front
desk
lady?
I was wondering if you had any villas available.
Phil, we're not even going to be in the room. Necessary. It's no big deal. We can share beds one night.
If we're sharing beds, I'm bucking with Phil.
You good with that?
No, I'm not good with that. Guys, you're not sharing beds. What are we, 12 years old?
Somebody
sounded. I apologize. How much is the villa?
Well, we have one villa available, and it's $4,200 for the night.
We'll take it.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
There it is.
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they'll literally wait in line 45 minutes. They don't even need a room. They don't want a room. They come up with their little digital cameras on video to tape it so they can put it up on YouTube.
Of course.
You know? But now, you know, the people of Caesar's Palace that work there at the front desk are so annoyed. They're like, dude, you can't have video, but you can take pictures. Well, they don't want pictures.
They want video.
They want video, so they usually walk away. But I was so I've been training this front desk, which is a beast of a fucking system.
Yeah, I hear there's like keys you got to push?
Not just key.
You got to push some buttons?
It's like a computer system when computers were first made. Like
yeah,
they haven't,
it's old,
they
right?
They haven't upgraded it. So it's like, here I'm used to clicking a mouse and moving around, and here it's all like tab.
Just keyboard, right?
Tab and shift keys.
What do you use, like AS400, something like that?
I think it's the Barney Rubble. I have no idea. But this system is so freaking old, and it's the most accurate.
The most accurate?
So I was shadowing this guy to watch, you know, to watch how things are done.
Like a fucking ninja.
But he's so fast, you know, he's like, you're like, okay, you're all checked in, I have your reservation. And you're like, what, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. Oh, welcome to Caesar's Palace. Oh, thank you for, you know, and he's done. So like my third day of training, though, they're like, so you getting it? I'm like,
no.
No, not at all. I haven't checked anybody in.
I know. Welcome to Caesar's Palace. And like, I know that Caesar's is pager friendly.
I haven't checked anybody in. So I come back from lunch. There's like an hour and a half left of my shift. And they're like,
I know where the phone bank is.
They're like, you're going to check in every, you're going to check. We're not going to allow Kevin to do any more. You're going to do all of them. The next one that walks up to the desk is yours. No matter what, it's yours. Get him. So I go out there.
And it was Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Oh.
It was Jennifer Tilly.
Who's that?
Who's that? She's an actress. She's also a champion.
Snowboarder.
No, she's a poker player.
Poker player?
Yeah, she's a really good poker player. But she was in movies like Liar Liar with Jim Carrey.
Vampire.
She was...
Was she their mom?
She was the bride of Chucky
I've never seen those, actually.
But anyway, you'll know you'd know Jennifer Tilly if I...
Are you going to show me a picture?
I'll bring it.
Preferably one that's topless.
I don't know.
I won't know her if I don't see her nipples. That's the problem. That's how I identify women.
Right.
Oh, those nipples. That must be Erica. Let's see. Like, that's how I work.
That's Jennifer Tilly right here.
Let me see.
I'll bring it up. And there's nipple.
That's a fake nipple, though.
That's not a fake nipple.
She had a slip? Let me see. I can't tell.
Here she is playing poker right there.
Jennifer Tilly?
Never Tilly.
Oh, I can't know. Who was she in Liar Liar?
She, in Liar Liar, was the woman that was filing for divorce and wanted to take everything, the kids and all the money, and she had the real high-pitched voice.
Yeah, she's old, though, right? She's like 50.
She's getting up there. I don't know if she's 50.
But she's 50, banging, though.
But she, yeah, she's up there.
You checked her? Wait, let's see the picture.
So I got, anyway, I got to check her, and that was...
That's banging, dude.
Yeah,
that was... Did you tell her I said hello?
Yeah, she was like, what's up?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, she's a bit of an oldie now, but she's hot.
She's a cougar.
Yeah, dude.
She's a cougar.
That's awesome. But Monday, I'm a lamb.
Monday, I went out to see Tokyo Queen at Cabo Wabo over at Planet Hollywood.
Tokyo Queen.
That is
they should change their name to Soggy Bottoms.
That is the band with, of course, Carrie Stacey, Martin Andrew, and then Chris Frazier from Whitesnake on drums.
And Kevin Spacey.
And I have to say, we get invited out.
On the cowbell.
We get invited out to a lot of events.
Yes.
If we go see Bonnie at the piano bar, it's, mm-hmm. Hey, guys, how you doing? The guys from the Rock and Comedy Show are here.
Would you like a shrimp cocktail?
You know, they,
no, I'm good.
Pretty much treat
He's
us.
He's allergic. You know, they, but thank you. We appreciate you for asking.
They pretty much treat us pretty good every time we go to an event. You know, Michael Johns, hey, give me a, you know, a DVD of your logo. We'll run it during the show.
Did we ever do that?
No. Yes.
Oh, we did.
And I have some Michael Johns news that we're going to get to here.
Ooh, nice.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he gay?
No, he's not
gay.
Oh,
I thought that was it.
No.
I'm trying to preempt.
No, he's not gay.
No. Is he going to be on The Deadliest Catch?
Well, he probably would be a Deadliest Catch. Talk to Bonnie about him next time she's on.
His bunghole smells like lobster.
Anyway, so we go to see Tokyo Queen. And I got to say, Martin was really cool. Thanks for coming out, you know, shaking hands. Hey, let me buy you a drink. You know, it was Rabbi.
You'll notice I'm absent from these stories, mostly because I've been in the process of moving, and I happened to get a new puppy at the exact same time. And let me tell you, you could probably do one or the other. Never fucking do both. It has been a pain in my ass.
So it was Rabbi, his girlfriend Alexis, myself, and my brother Stuart. And so he's buying everybody drinks. Carrie Stacey could have acted like she had no idea who the fuck I was.
Was Carrie Stacey acting like Kevin Spacey?
No, but she was acting like she was Joan Jett.
I just wanted to say Kevin Spacey again. No. Oh, I said it again.
Anyway, so they played for about an hour, and my brother was like, hey, I don't want to go home yet. You know, because once you're out on the strip, I mean, you've managed to get through the traffic.
Yeah.
You might as well spend a little bit of time down there. So we went next door to Paris.
You can't leave the strip until your knees are bruised. That's the rule.
Right. So we decided to go to Paris next door and watch Bonnie and just hang out there. And my brother's been real good lately going to that piano bar and getting the people that watch through the Today Show window, as we like to call it. He stares at them, and then they stare at him, and he acts like he's fish, and he casts the line, and he starts He reels them in. They actually come in. And so Billy, who's playing with Bonnie, thinks that's absolutely hysterical. He's like, oh, my God, you're actually getting people to come in.
That's pretty funny.
And so, I don't know, we were there about an hour, and then I get a text message from Carrie that's like, hey, where are you hanging out? You go home? I go, no, we're at Napoleon's at the Paris. And so she came.
Napoleon
up.
Is at the Paris?
Napoleon's bar is at the
Paris. Oh, I thought you were talking about your dog.
No, not
my dog. I was like, how did he get there? And is it the real Paris or the casino? You didn't clarify.
I did.
I wasn't sure.
I did when you interrupted me about not being there because you were moving and taking care of your
puppy. Yes, I was. Some crazy shit.
So we're hanging out there, and she shows up. My brother buys her and all of her friends drinks. So there's like eight people.
Eight people? Are they all girls?
Majority of them. I think there's only, you know, three guys. So five of them were girls. Yeah. Anyway.
So five girls.
He buys them. He buys
ten
them.
Ten boobs.
He buys
and three wieners.
Shut up.
I'm helping people understand.
They understand. Thing. Five guys, three girls. Just
ten boobs.
Let me
three
tell
wieners.
A story.
I'm just saying.
So we can get to the beef of it.
Okay, all right.
So he buys them all these drinks, and they just disappear.
Oh, so like into like a different, like a vortex?
I don't know where they went. They didn't even say goodbye. They didn't even say thank you for the drinks.
Somebody read my ninja how to.
I was like, that's... kind of weird.
That's messed up is what it is.
So we finish out the night over at watching Bonnie play and stuff, and then as we're leaving, there's this black guy in the cigar part of the Napoleon bar talking to his friends about how, you know, he can't be drank under the table. And so, of course, this immediately grabs my brother's attention. And I don't know, somewhere down the line, my brother has now accumulated 3 drinks, and he's got them all in his hand. And I'm like, you have to finish those before we leave.
Yeah, seriously.
So he's talking to the black guy, and the black guy's like, I'm the best when it comes to drinking. He goes, oh, really? I can finish all 3 of these before you even finish that one. He goes, you're on. Poof, brother was done.
Damn.
And so then he's just standing there. And I go, what's going on? He goes, bro, you got like 45 minutes to get me home. And I'm like, why? And he goes, because I'm blackout. And I go, how do you know it's like 45 minutes? Because right now, the walls aren't moving as badly as it will be when I get ready to blackout.
Yeah, like, well, you can tell.
And I'm like, well, that's good. At least you know.
That's a good system. I wish I had that.
Well, I wish I would have known this beforehand, because we left the car parked at Planet Hollywood. So now I have to go through Paris, out through the strip, back up through Planet Hollywood, and to the parking garage.
You know what you should have done? You should have just rammed it up the middle, Jay. We talked about that last show.
Anyway, we're almost in the clear. I've almost got him into Planet Hollywood. I think if I get him in away from the party people, we just one shot right to the parking garage. Bam. Everything's going to be good.
Bam.
This girl out of nowhere starts talking, and he goes, he grabbed whatever she said, grabbed his attention. It was her and her boyfriend. They're from Idaho. And he's like, what's your name? She goes, Jessica. He lifts up his sleeve, and on the back of his arm, his ex-girlfriend's name is there. He goes, you mean Jessica? And shows the tattoo, and she goes, that's so weird. And he goes, oh, whenever I meet a girl whose name is Jessica, I have to buy him a drink. Come on inside.
Oh, Lord.
So we go into the first bar right there in the casino of Planet Hollywood, and everybody's having a good time, and she says to my brother, are you a local? And he goes, yeah.
Oh, I thought she said, are you a yokel?
She goes, are you a local? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, I can't serve you. And he goes, why? And she goes, you've had too much to drink. And he goes, I'm not driving. She goes, do you have a room here? And he goes, no. And she goes, then I can't serve you. And he
goes,
I have my designated driver right there. He hasn't had anything to drink all night. She goes, I'm not going to serve you.
Damn.
Like,
Which?
Like, all right.
Damn, dude. Not even some water? No. What about some Kool-Aid?
So,
I'm going to open up a Kool-Aid
she ends
bar.
Up calling, she ends up calling the bar manager over there because he's, you know, I want to speak to the manager. He's like, we have a right not to serve you. And I'm like, well, what's the reasoning? He's like, he's had too much to drink. I'm
probably
like,
have.
And I was like, but, okay. But she said, is he staying here? So, Addy had a room here. Would he still get drink? Would he still get a drink? And he goes, yeah. And I go, then what's the difference? I'm driving him home. I haven't had anything to drink. And I go, can I get a drink? And he goes, no, because I'm afraid you'll give it to him.
Unreal.
I'm like, are you serious? Like, you're being serious right now.
You know what, though? I want to be honest with you. Your brother should not drink. Your brother shouldn't drink. Your brother's a bad drunk.
Not really.
I think he's a bad drunk.
He's not a bad drunk.
Yeah, I think he is.
No, he's fun.
I don't like hanging out with him when he's drunk. He's okay when he's not drunk. When he's drunk, he's not for me. Same thing with Mike.
No, Mike's a bad drunk.
He's a really bad drunk.
He's a really bad drunk. Because everybody that hangs out with my brother, they have a good time.
Mm.
They really do.
Mm. Mm.
Except for you.
Yeah, except for me.
But everybody, even like... Even when we go and he's drinking it and hanging out with Bonnie, everybody's having a good time. But the point was, it's like you'll serve him if he's staying here in the hotel, but you're not going to serve him when he has a designated driver. I'm like, it's just ridiculous.
That doesn't even make sense. Like, what if he has a rental car? He could just get in his car and drive wherever he wants to anyway, whether he's staying here or not.
Yeah.
He's drunk. He could just make up his mind to do whatever.
Yeah, it's Vegas. He'll get the alcohol from somewhere else.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Like that fountain in the Paris.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that was crazy. That was Monday. And then I took Rabbi out for his birthday to the Ghost Bar. That was a lot of fun.
Ah, the Ghost Bar.
Took him to the Ghost Bar. That was funny. He'd never been. And just good times. And we end the night, everybody leaves, and I got to say the last 2 months, I think, hanging out with my brother's been, like, different than any other times I've hung out with him. He's like, I'm just going to crash at your house tonight. I'm like, that's probably good, because I don't want to drive you all the way to Red Rock.
Yeah, you know? That's where he lives?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm like, I don't want to drive you that far, so that's good. So we
Where is his kid?
Huh?
Where is his kid?
California with the mom.
Oh.
Yeah. And so he's just like, he goes, yeah, I'm just going to stay at your place. So I was like, all right. And he comes into the house, and when he needs to start feeling better, he'll take a shower. He doesn't care if it's hot or cold water. He'll just hop in the shower and wait for it to pass. And so I'm sitting there, and I can hear the shower running, and I knock on the door, and I'm like, are you all right? He's like, yeah. And I'm like,
that was like me when I was at the bear pool.
Yeah. I'm like, good. That's good. And I wait another 5 minutes, the water's still running. And I'm like, are you all right? He's like, yeah. Oh, he goes, there's no towels in here. I go, what do you mean there's no towels in here?
That's probably a good thing.
I'm like, there's towels in there. Well, there was, but because he didn't close the shower curtain, there was water all over the floor. So he put the towels down on the floor.
Oh, Lord.
He goes, you got water on the floor. I don't know how that got there.
And I'm like, yeah, weird.
I'm like,
there's a shower on. How'd that happen?
The shower's on. Yeah, I thought it was like the shower's on. So I go, I get him some towels, and I go to bed. I'm just like, this is going to take forever. Because I remember growing up with him, he would just be in there for hours after a party. And I'm just like, he sleeps in there with the water running. I don't know. So I go to bed, and I'm like, you got blankets and stuff on the couch. Enjoy. And I'm at that point where I'm about ready to go to sleep, where you're just in that
cocoon, warmness.
You could just wake up, but you don't really want to, and you're so comfortable.
So fuzzy and warm.
All of a sudden I hear, dude, slide over. And I look and I go, you are so not getting in this bed. And he goes, come on, dude, I'm your brother. There's nothing weird about it. I go, you're naked.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're naked.
I can see your dog.
I go, and it's not that I haven't seen you naked before. You're just not sleeping in here naked.
Ain't gonna happen.
He's like, come on, I'm cold. I go, put some clothes on.
Yeah. You know, easy, simple fix.
And then he's like, come on, dude. I go, no, you have this problem of dry humping things when you're drunk.
Yeah.
And you're naked. This ain't gonna happen.
Nope.
So then the next day, he goes, fine, I'll put some shorts on. So he puts some shorts on, and he crawls into the bed, and I'm like, did you stay on that side? And then the next thing I know, about 3-4 minutes later, he goes, fuck this, and the shorts come off. And I go, no, get
You're
out.
Going outside.
I go, get out of the bed. And he goes, come on, bro, I can't. He goes, come on. I go, no, get out. And so he goes, and he passes out on the couch.
As he kicked them out of the bed, literally.
Yeah, it's about 11 o'clock the next day, and I'm getting ready for work, and he's, like, waking up slowly on the couch. And he's like, what time you got to be to work? I go, 4. And he goes, what time you taking me back to my place? I go, probably like 2. He goes, can I just stay here today? And I'm like, oh, you got to hang over? You're not feeling too good? He goes, I just want to stay here and play some games. I was like, all right, whatever. And he goes, oh, I'm getting kind of hungry. And he stands up. And I was waiting for it. I was waiting because I knew he didn't remember it.
Totally
not,
forgot.
Not having any clothes on. I was just waiting for it. And he stands up and he's just like, dude, where are my clothes?
Where are my clothes?
And I'm like, they're in the bathroom. He goes, why am I naked? I go, that is a good question. Why are you naked? I go, you weren't naked when you went to bed last night.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And Charlie's walking a little bow-legged.
Yeah, what'd you do to my dog?
What'd you do to my dog, son?
But it's been fun. It's been crazy. And, you know, on top of that, the work and just losing the voice. And
what would you lose the voice from?
Just, you know, I was stressing out over this freaking test that they gave at Caesar's Palace. And
you weren't down on Fremont Street paying your bills, were you?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
No.
Because it can happen.
It can.
But it can happen.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, so if that's the case, you know, I mean, you know, I got some change, bro.
You're the one that moved into his dad because he needs to save up some money. So
dude,
maybe
I did.
You should consider going to Fremont Street.
Consider? Consider?
Yeah.
You're not even kidding, dude. Yeah, I'm back at my dad's.
We do get a lot of those email requests and comments about Mike being naked. You could probably do pretty well.
I might, actually. You never know. I need to, I definitely need to consider all my options at this point.
Yeah, you do.
You know, it's so hard, you know, to work and, like, to not work at the same time, you know, because, like, I want to work, but I don't want to work, but I have to work. What is work? I don't know anymore. I'm lost. I'm lost, Jay. All I know is, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what's going on anymore. I'm so tired. Fucking dogs, man.
He's
a demon.
Little dude like that takes a lot of work.
Dude, he's a demon. My dog's 2.5 pounds, and he's 2.5 pounds of just pure, unadulterated hell Minnesota.
Well, we talked on the last show that, you know, I used to work for a greyhound rescue place, and I rescue retired greyhounds from the track because of the abusive lifestyle that they live. And, you know, for years I haven't gone to Bally's Hotel or Bill's because they sponsor greyhound racing in the sports book.
I didn't know that.
So I don't, that's one of the reasons I just don't go to those casinos. And now all the station casinos have greyhound racing. So Krista was like, yeah, let's go catch a movie at Red Rock. I'm like, nope. She goes, why? And I'm like, well, because they sponsor greyhound racing. And she goes, but the points are free. I go, but you spent money to get those points on the card.
That's
true. I said, I can't do it. And she goes, come on. I go, you have to understand, 8 years I freaking worked rescuing greyhounds. I'm just not going to do it.
Speaking of the old jobs, you know, back in the late 1860s, I actually built stilts for a living.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, it was a good way to get by. It was a good way. I miss the old days.
So for those of you that don't know, you can actually listen to our show on iTunes.
Yes, you can.
And I don't really check out iTunes too much because once I post the show, I'm pretty much done with it.
Right.
I didn't realize people were leaving comments on the iTunes site. Normally the...
we covered some last or two
no,
weeks
no,
ago.
No, we just went over. We didn't do them on the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
This is like a deja vu thing to me. This happened to us last show. I thought you did something.
But so most of the comments I read come directly from the website or Facebook and stuff like that. But there's actually some comments here on iTunes. Rotten Comedy Show is the funniest show since Howard Stern. These guys should be on Sirius Satellite Radio for sure. Mad Mike rantings and how-tos make me pee in my pants. Just a great all-around comedy show that makes me laugh every episode. These guys are seriously nuts. A must-subscribe podcast. This show is easily the funniest podcast I have ever heard, balanced by the awesome selection of comedy and rock. Crazy Jan and Mad Mike have amazing dynamic and banter that will have you in tears. You must subscribe to this podcast.
That's Tears of Laughter, folks.
Seriously, do it. And then I downloaded and listened to episode 98 to hear an interview with a friend. Turns out the interview was 2 hours into the show, but the episode was only 48 minutes long. What the fuck?
Somebody doesn't know how to use iTunes.
Right. They only post an hour of the show, but if you stay with it, it will play the whole thing. The program was also littered with awful radio rock, stand-up comedy tracks, and silly sound effects. Very hacky, amateurish. These may be very nice guys, and I'm sure that they are well-intentioned, but they are not even a little bit funny. Skip this and look elsewhere for your comedy.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. You know, we appreciate...
We're gonna put that into our portfolio, for serious.
We appreciate all of your comments.
And whoever wrote that, you're a douchebag.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you very much. Sound effects and sound bites that random sound bites. Well,
yeah.
On that particular episode, had you paid attention, I didn't have sound bites ready for the news, and Mike said just use the sound bites from the week before and see how it turns out.
I thought it was hilarious.
And it was funny, but this jackass only heard 48 minutes of the show. Which, how did he hear the news?
You know what? I wonder if there's any relation between him and that one lady.
What lady? Oh, Jennifer Smith?
Yes.
Oh, not Jennifer Smith. Evelyn Smith.
Evelyn Smith.
Yeah.
They must have fallen off the same dumb tree.
Speaking of the news, Mr. Wayne Newton, you hear that story?
Dude, you know what? He looks more and more like the Joker, like, every year.
For those of you that don't live in Las Vegas, Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas, yeah. Security guards did not accept papers presented. He owes a crap load of money to a pilot, a private pilot. For his plane. Like something like $450,000.
A pilot.
Deputies assigned to the sheriff's civil process were at Mr. Las Vegas's home to present documents, and moving vans were also outside the gates of Wayne Newton's home. There are speculations that the incident could be related to Newton's highly publicized financial troubles. According to the Las Vegas Sun, Newton lost a lawsuit filed by former pilot for nearly $500,000. Police said the deputies were trying to collect $500,000 judgment. Police said the case now returns to Clark County District Court, where a judge last June ruled that Newton owed his former pilot more than $400,000 in back pay.
Damn.
A lawyer for pilot Monty Ward told the Las Vegas Sun the amount due toppled $501,388 last month and is growing at more than $125 per day.
Wow.
This month, the chairman of Speedway Motorsports sued him for being delinquent on a $3.5 million loan, and the company is seeking foreclosure on his ranch.
Speedway Motorsports?
Even the company that delivers hay for Newton's horses has sued the Vegas Icon.
No way.
About 9 a.m., deputies presented civil judgment documents at Newton's residence, Casa de Shenandoah. The documents were related to a district court judgment. Security personnel at Newton's home refused to accept the documents, and the deputies left the area at about 9:40 a.m. Police said the civil judgment documents will now be returned to district court as unexecuted and that no civil documents would be attempted to be served to Mr. Newton. The Sheriff's Civil Process Division consists of 15 Category 1 peace officers who reported to personnel with the Clark County Detention Center. Their primary responsibilities include the service of civil judgment, such as those involved at Newton's house, as well as restraining orders, stalking, and harassment orders, along with court-ordered documents.
So they didn't get any of his stuff?
Nope. And the Tropicana box office said Newton will still be performing at his show Once More Before I Go Broke, which runs through April. So.
Wow.
Mr. Newton. Pay your bills.
Dude, he's been doing this.
He's been doing it for a while.
And he is broke. He's going to die like poor.
Yeah.
Homeless.
Yeah, somebody's going to end up with the debt.
What did he spend all his money on?
Who knows?
Hookers and blow?
Not fixing his voice, apparently.
Dude.
I think
a dog could sing his parts better than he does.
Bobby Slayton had his Showtime special on this past weekend.
Don't bother.
No, it was really good.
It was awesome.
It was pretty funny. So
he always makes me laugh.
Always. He made Glenn laugh, and Glenn doesn't even like him.
Yeah, how about that, Maple? That's great. I think, you know what it is with Bobby? Is his timing is so horrible. No, it's great. It's great. His timing is just so good that you can't tell if it's scripted, if he's just winging it, because it always sounds like he's just kind of going with the flow. But you know, obviously he's got to have it ready and prepared. But he just does it so well.
Yeah, and it's great, and it's also going to be available, to buy as a DVD. So
after you purchase ours,
yeah, you got to
maybe we'll do a bundle set.
Please purchase ours.
Yeah,
Buy
our DVD.
We're going to have Dino Mike call in next week and talk to us about his experience at the MarsCon convention he did where our DVD was sold.
MarsGuns?
MarsCon.
What is MarsCon?
It's a sci-fi convention.
Is it actually on Mars?
No.
So how did they get there?
It's just what it's called.
Maybe that whole wormhole thing I was talking about earlier. That vortex.
I guess it could be Mars. It was Minnesota.
It was in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Minnesota's weird.
Yeah. So I guess it's like Mars.
Anyway,
so he's going to call in. Also next week, we're going to be speaking with Mr. Reverend Tim Pyle.
Oh, yeah, for our car. Where's my photo, bitch?
Okay. It's done. The car is done. It was supposed to race this weekend, but due to rain, it got. It's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah?
So it'll...
He says it's done.
It is done.
You know what, though? Okay. Mama don't get paid on words, all right? I want to see some photos. I want to see some proof. You should drive it down here. It seems that there's no race.
he'll be taking some pictures for us for sure. So,
and it's a fast car. You could have it here in like an hour and a half.
Yeah. And Michael John news. You ready for that?
I am ready.
Michael John's wants to. This is weird because I still have to work out all the details with him, but he wants to do
rub my crotch.
He wants to do a
smell my finger. Okay, no, I'm just trying. I'm trying to jump on this.
He wants to do a rock and comedy show listener party, but he wants us to bring in webcams while he does the show and do it live on the webcams. So people...
His show live?
Yeah, through the webcams, cool. Through our show. So we'll have a bunch of cameras that we just have to figure out how we're going to do it.
Yeah, that's
cool.
It's
going to take a couple of computers to set it up and have the webcams on different computers and switch them around, but... We're working on it. He was like, yeah, we'll have the audience full of, you know, your listeners, and then people can log on and watch the show. He just has to get clearance from the Tropicana to do it.
That would be fucking awesome.
That's what he's working
on. Hey, do you
on.
Think you could hypnotize a lobster?
Hypnotize a lobster?
Yeah.
Have you seen his show? Have you seen his show?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I kind of erased it from my memory, but...
And also coming up, hopefully, in a couple of weeks, we'll be doing the show Bus of the Stars.
Yeah. No, but seriously, can you hypnotize an animal?
I'm sure you can.
Do you think so? Like a dog? Think you hypnotize a dog?
Well, they have those people that can, you know...
The dog whisperers,
the dog
right?
whisperers that can tell you why your dog's upset and is acting bad.
You should get that sucker over here for Charlie.
I don't want to know what's bothering Charlie. I think I'll leave that one alone.
He knows his day of nutdom is over.
When we return, we're gonna take a break here. When we return, we have some 911 calls.
Yeah. Yay!
And we have some celebrity prank calls.
Yeah. And some sheep fellatio.
We have a how to. And the final not in the news.
The final not in the news.
Yep.
Then we're just gonna change it to not in the news.
No, I'm not doing the news.
Not in the news.
It's going to be it for, you know, I'm not saying it's gone forever, but it's going to be gone for a while. So
we can
it.
Save up, so we can bank up some stories?
No, you know what?
I think we need to bank up some stories.
No.
You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket, Jay.
It's really nothing to do with you, because, I mean, like I've said before, I thank you all the time I see you for coming on and being a part of the show and doing the how-tos, but I don't think people realize it actually takes me 2 to 3 hours to put the news together. And I just don't think people really like the news that much. So if I can save myself 2 to 3 hours a week by not doing the news.
You know, if you really want to, like, stop something, I would definitely stop the person who printed your shirt because he printed it sideways. he didn't do it right.
Right.
So, that guy, he needs to be fired.
So we'll have our final news today and how to and all that stuff. We're going to take a break and we'll be back after this.
Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
This bobcat, Abby. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, a fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, short day.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg!
Ha ha! I win!
Whoa!
Ah!
Sassy! Johnny fell down the well!
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunnison keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What do you say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
Magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree... Yes. It's that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Like that at all. If you're running low, go to the store.
Yeah. For back when I was still at school, these bullies always picked on me. They called me a fool. They knocked me on the ground.
Ow!
They rubbed dog poop in my ears.
Ah!
They kicked me.
Ow!
They punched me.
Ow!
They said, come and fight, you wimp!
What'd you do?
I think I had an injury, then I ran away. I ran away.
I ran away.
I ran away. Danger steady in the basement. I ran away. Children always laughed at me after that day when I said I tore my ACL, then I ran away. I was playing one day in my backyard when I made the perfect snowball, round and smooth and hard. I spotted nasty Ted Jablonski.
Ooh.
I let fly the perfect snowball.
Yeah.
It smashed the neighbor's windshield. Uh-oh. He came out and said, who the hell did that?
What'd you do?
I pointed at my sister and then I ran away. I ran away.
I ran away.
Angels hit me in the face and I ran away. My sister was grounded for 3 years and a day. So I said she was adopted and then I ran away. I was walking with my girlfriend one night. Two guys were sitting on a bench. They pointed at her and said, she's a fat, ugly tramp.
Whoa.
She smells like peanut butter.
Hey.
She's a loser.
Oh.
She's pedantic.
Oh.
She's a mediocre soccer player. My girlfriend said, make them stop.
What'd you do?
I dumped my girlfriend on the spot, then I ran away.
I ran away.
I ran away.
They just hit me in the face, then I ran away.
The honor of my woman was on the line that day, so I told my girlfriend I was gay and I ran away. I was walking by myself last week when the devil himself appeared in front of me. He had fire all around him. He smelled like a burning tire dump. He opened his mouth, he pointed at me and he said, Mike, you're next.
What'd you do?
I came up to the devil.
Oh, yeah.
I poked the devil on the shoulder.
Right.
I said, look over there, and then I ran away.
I ran away.
I ran away.
Angels hit me in the face, and I ran away.
I'm hoping that the devil smokes two packs a day, cause my day of reckoning is here, and I ran away.
I ran away.
I ran away.
And I ran away.
Whenever I was challenged, I collapsed like a souffle. But I'm still alive to sing this song, cause I ran away.
Oh, yes, I ran.
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 I ran away.
We'll be right back.
And they're married for a year. Chachi, back to Chachi, 24 years old. Holding on to her all night. You know why this is nauseating? Let me tell you why, Romeo and Juliet. It's nauseating because there's nothing more disgusting than when I walk down the street and I see a couple in love and they're holding hands. And I'll tell you why it disgusts me. Because it gives my wife fucking ideas. My wife and I could be having a perfectly nice day, walking down the street in some city, shopping and stopping for coffee, and then she'll see some young couple holding hands, and she'll bust my balls. You don't love me like he loves her. You don't hold my hand. What do I need to hold your hand for? What are you, nine? When we get to the corner, if you're afraid to walk across the street, I'll hold your hand. What are you, a fucking monkey that I need to help you across the street? It's romantic. That's what really pisses me off. Why do women get to decide what's romantic? I'm so sick of all these women. And I know it's not just my wife. It's all these fucking broads. You know, my husband's not romantic. And you hear articles, and you see daytime talk shows, how to make your husband more romantic, and Men Are From Mars, and all this other fucking bullshit. Well, women are trying to figure everything out. My husband never talks to me. He doesn't talk to you because he has nothing to say. I cannot tell you how many times, and I'm sure this has happened to every man in this room, where a guy will be sitting there, staring into space, or mindlessly watching TV, and your wife says to you, what are you thinking about? You go, nothing. Then she gets mad. He's not thinking about anything. It's like a dog or a cat. Women always seem to think that animals are so smart. You see that cat? Cats are so smart. They're not fucking smart. They have no forehead. That means no brain. There's eyes and then a back. They're not fucking smart. It's very true. It's like owls. You know, when that movie Harry Potter came out, people started buying owls, and everybody said, you can't buy owls. They don't make good house pets, but people do this all the time. You know, Finding Nemo, they want to buy clownfish, and they don't understand. You can't just put a tank with some salt in it and a little treasure chest at the bottom, you know. But everybody wants to buy little ducklings and chicklets every Easter, and nobody knows how to take care of these fucking animals. And something came out last year that said, you can't buy owls. They're not only bad pets, they're fucking stupid. But for years, people said, owls are so wise. What? Because they look, they go, ooh, ooh. People think they must be wise because they're looking around. Ooh, ooh, he's thinking. Ooh. He's not thinking. Cats are not thinking. And guys aren't fucking thinking. There's nothing going on. That's why guys don't talk to you. But every goddamn broad in this room, you're so busy going to marriage counselors and trying to figure out how to make men more romantic and how to get guys to talk to you. You're trying to turn an animal into something that it's not. Siegfried and Roy are perfect examples, okay? Eventually, these animals are going to fucking attack back. They're not supposed to be in the fucking zoo. They're not supposed to be in the goddamn circus, okay? And nobody says, why the fuck did this tiger attack Roy? Because he's a fucking asshole and the tiger belongs in the jungle. That's why.
You say, 'cause you're So I can see you. I'd like to get to know you. And you don't have to act naughty. Spin round and round. Spin round and round and round. I want you to dance like it. I promise I won't touch you. I promise to tell no one. No. I want you to dance naked. Spin around and around. I want to enjoy your body. I want to hear your secrets. I want to know if you like me as much as I like you. I want you to dance with me, but only if you want to. Down.
Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor, as we are each and every week. Mad Mike has been here for a year.
1 year.
Can you believe it? And, yeah, and think about that year and the people that we've interviewed and had on the show.
I'm still waiting for somebody famous.
And the stuff that we've done. We shot a music video.
We did.
Did a behind the scenes, got the DVD out. We've done listener parties.
We shot that cat.
Yeah, we shot. Should I take this?
Yeah, totally.
Hello? Oh, I might have missed it. Let's see.
Who was it?
It's my brother. We'll put him on speaker.
Yeah, call him back. I'm going to call my brother.
Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
Okay. Howdy, everybody.
What's going on?
Not mucho. I was sitting in bed masturbating, and then I realized I don't have to be at work until 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
But do you have clothes on while you masturbate?
Hell no.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Mad Mike?
Hello, who is this?
Hold on, he's taking another call. He's being rude.
Did I call you?
Hold on, I called you.
You called me right now?
No, I called you like 2-3 hours ago.
Is this Stuart?
No, this is Eric.
Stuart.
Eric.
Stuart.
E-R-I-C.
Stuart.
No, Stuart's on this line.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk to Stuart. Eric? Eric, say hi to Stuart.
Hi.
Can you hear him?
Hello?
He said hello. He said, what's up, Dick?
No.
He's asking if you're... What? He wants to know if you're...
Dude?
He wants to know if you're erect.
No.
His answer is no, Stuart.
Not at Flex?
He's not at Flex? What? Did you ask him if he eats Frosted Flakes? Eric, do you eat Frosted Flakes?
Do I what?
I asked you, do you masturbate? With
no.
Frosted Flakes.
No.
That's what old people make when they masturbate. They don't have like, it's just Frosted Flakes.
No.
Stuart knows all about that.
That's great. You guys like doing this like in a bathroom or something? Because I can hardly hear you guys.
That's gross. Why would we do it in a bathroom?
I don't know. It's like this crazy echo you guys are having or something.
A crazy echo? You know, that was a cool video game back in the day. You remember that one, Echo the Dolphin?
No, actually.
It's before your time.
He was actually talking to me.
Yeah. There's too many people going on here. I'm going to hang up on you, Eric.
Okay.
All right, dude, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Hey, did you ever find out about the Haagen-Dazs?
Hang up on him.
Yeah, Thursday.
All right, cool, man.
Cool.
All right, bye.
Sorry about that.
Stuart, dude, you were supposed to be talking. What's going on, man? I was trying to get, like, this whole...
I was trying to hear the Eric. I was talking, but then I got, like, shushed.
Shushed.
Who shushed
so,
you?
So you said while you were masturbating, you realized that you didn't have to be to work till 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Sitting here looking at nudies on my broken computer, which... is actually, like, finally took a shit on me because I was looking at so much porn on it.
You and Anna have that in common.
Have you ever watched
I guess Anna has some pretty good, like, spyware or antivirus shit, and my computer kept telling me, hey, install this because you keep on watching porn and it needs it. Didn't do it, so now my computer won't even turn on.
Stuart, have you ever watched barnacle porn?
Barnacle porn? Is that like SpongeBob porn?
Okay, it scares me that you would associate that with that.
Barnacles? He lives in a pineapple underneath the SpongeBob SquarePants.
See, you know what? He has watched barnacle porn, and that's scary. You have issues.
You might appreciate Mike's how-to today. It's kind of dedicated to Anna, but now that you've mentioned that you're masturbating, you might like it as well.
Yeah.
Why is it like a hot chick getting fucked?
How is that a how-to?
Let me ask you, Stuart. What's your opinion?
Like
Stuart.
Expert, how-to?
This is important right now.
I'm sure it is.
What's your opinion on lobsters?
Lobsters?
Yes.
Here's my opinion. You can go down to Bally's Casino, put $10 into a machine, and pull a live lobster out of it, and then cook the son of a bitch.
So let me ask you this. Would you eat a lobster at Red Lobster or Sizzler?
Oh, definitely Red Lobster.
Yeah? That speaks a lot about your character.
I bet it does.
Do you watch a lot of Jerry Springer by chance?
No.
No? You might want to think about starting.
Why is the Red Lobster at Red Lobster, not the Red Lobster?
No, what? Look, did you know lobsters are only red when you cook them?
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten a raw lobster?
A raw lobster? No. Yeah.
Really? You should try it, dude. Sure. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I'll leave that just to you.
Imagine, it's kind of
like... a how-to on how to eat a raw lobster going on.
Yeah, here. It's kind of like a liquidy warm bubble gum.
Gross.
Nice. Have you ever looked in the inside of the head of a lobster?
Yeah, it looks a lot like Jay's head.
That's just gross.
So, when it comes to pickles, dill or sweets?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, the dude on the phone.
Not pickles. Dill pickles, not sweet pickles.
You like dill pickles because they're big, don't you?
Yeah, that's why.
You like them big and barnacle-y.
Yep. Have texture bumps on them, you know? Yeah.
Ooh, you know why pickles have bumps on them, right?
Yeah.
It's for blind chicks. It's for blind chicks. It's like Braille.
There you go.
Awesome.
Break time.
Anyway, what's going on, bro?
I don't need to be at work until 3 o'clock tomorrow. Is that going to be cool?
Yeah, that'll be fantastic.
Right on. Yeah, I was actually sitting here contemplating. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to get up at like 8:40 or 7:30, be ready by 8, and then at work by 8:45. Then I just realized, I was like, wait, 8:45 is Friday's hours. It's 3 to 8 on this. I was like, I don't want to do that again. I did it last time, and I went there at 8:45, and I had to stay at school from 8:45 to 3 doing absolutely nothing.
Nice.
So, yeah, that would be a bad thing.
Well, thank you for calling into the Rockin' Comedy Show. And
Yeah.
Rockin' Comedy Show. This is Mad Mike. You're on the air. You're on the air.
What do you mean, on the air?
You're on the air. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, dude?
Your boss?
Who is this?
It's still my brother.
How's it going, man? How are things?
Great. I've just been sitting here masturbating.
That's good, man. Work it out. Work it out.
Work it out.
There you go. All
right, Jay. I'll see you at 2.
All right, buddy.
That's fine. Don't see me, though. That's cool. That's fine, man. I'll talk to you later. Call me. We'll do lunch. Little bastard.
Oh, what fun. What fun. Speaking of calls, why not another call? This will be good. Another call from Arnold Schwarzenegger. These are always pretty good. Love these. Let's do this. Here we go.
Bah.
Here's our first one.
Thanks for calling Hitter San Jose. This is Kay. How can I help you?
How are you?
Good.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Get to know me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch.
What?
Stop whining.
Stop whining?
Yeah.
I'm not whining. What are you talking about?
Who are you?
I'm someone that works at this restaurant.
You lack discipline.
What?
You lack discipline.
Do I like discipline?
Yes.
You need to call a different line. This is Hooters. You don't call here talking like that, all right? Bye.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger with his first call of the day. calling Hooters.
I want to get to know you.
Tell me your name.
How are you?
Tell me your name.
It's the glutes.
Anyways, that's Arnie. We got another one for you. He's called in. This is pretty good, too.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you tonight?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Yeah. Who are you?
My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling with Fairfield Resort.
Timeshare.
And the reason for my
call... Yeah.
Yeah, because you are eligible for a discounted getaway.
Yes.
Do you like Las Vegas, sir?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
How many children do you have?
Who are you?
My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling with Fairfield Resort.
Let me talk to your mother.
My mom is not here. I'm at work.
Why not?
Because I'm at work.
Get your mother, please.
Actually, my mom's not here.
Why not?
Because I'm at work, sir.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Okay.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately. Who is your daddy?
And what does he do?
Sir, I'm calling about a discounted getaway to Las Vegas.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Yes? Well, have you been thinking of traveling back within the next 12 months?
No.
Well, this would be the perfect opportunity for you and your family to go within the next 12 months.
You lack discipline.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You lack discipline. I would like to talk to you about Thomas Aquinas.
Sir?
Yes.
Sir,
this
package is for 3 days, 2 nights.
Yeah.
It comes with $50 in gaming chips.
Yeah.
No. It would accommodate you and your family.
No deal.
Well, what, was there something major holding you back tonight, sir?
Yeah.
Well, what was there in particular holding you back tonight?
Let me talk to your mother. Get your mother, please.
My mother is at work, sir.
Why not?
Because my mom has her own job.
You lack discipline.
What?
Sir, would you like to travel to Las Vegas?
No.
No.
Okay, well, you have a good night.
Yes.
Yes. Let me talk to your mother.
Do you want to go to Las Vegas? No.
Oh, I almost ate shit.
What's going on over there? We got another one here. This is pretty good as well.
Is this also Arnie? Yeah.
Let me talk to your mother.
My mother?
Yeah.
Who is this?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Why don't you ask me the question?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
What kind of a sick son of a bitch are you? Who are you looking for?
Hello?
Good morning.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine.
Let me talk to your mother.
I don't have a mother here.
Why not?
Why not? Who is this?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
Detective John Kimball? Who?
Yeah.
What lady are you trying to reach? Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to reach? Give me the name of the person.
Get your mother, please.
Get your mother, please.
I need to know the name.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Why do you want to know this? Who are you trying to reach, sir?
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
Huh? Hello?
Stop it!
What?
Stop it! Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
You first tell me who you are trying to reach.
Jamie, please.
Jamie? You know the number you have passed, sir?
Yeah.
What number is that? Give me the number you tried to reach.
How are you?
I ain't telling you who I am until you tell me what number you are trying to reach.
Stop it!
Sir, I think you have a mental problem.
Yeah.
You need to go to one of the psychiatric facilities and get some help or call 911. Because, sir, I think you are screwed up in the head.
You lack discipline.
Huh?
You lack discipline.
Sir, you need Because you must have the wrong number. You have a family.
No deal.
This will be reported to the telephone service, sir, as well as to the police department of a gentleman presuming he is a detective.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to hang up and I'm going to report this.
We were just called by a guy claiming he was Detective John Kimball.
No, he was looking for John Kimball.
Oh, no, he said...
Oh, that's right. I'm John Detective Kimball. John Kimball.
He wasn't lying. That really was.
How about a call from Dr. Phil?
I think somebody should get
Hello,
a call from Darkwing Duck.
FCA. My name is Margot Trapper, and I will be happy to activate your $8,000 of instant credit today. Will you give it an extension number?
No.
Okay, I can take care of that for you.
How's it going?
Wonderful. All we need to do is confirm some simple information to activate your $8,000 of instant credit.
I'm asking you how you feel about what you do.
What do you mean?
Where are you from?
Central Illinois.
What do you want from me today?
We are the National Small Business Alliance. You have been approved for $8,000 of instant credit.
Good.
What exactly did you mean what do you mean, how do I feel about what I do?
What are you so angry about?
Angry?
Yes.
I'm not angry.
You seem to me to be a very honest and straightforward individual.
But where did you get angry from, hon?
Now, let me just be honest with you.
Okay, please.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Okay. Yeah,
and I want you to start having a gay relationship.
I already do.
Whoa. I'm talking to you about the only person in this world you control, and that's you.
Okay.
You know, I didn't just come in on a load of turnips. I know that. You know what? I'm not some schmo here. Do you judge the rest of us, the non-beautiful people?
Are you not beautiful?
Yeah? Do you agree that you smoke pot?
Do I agree what?
Are you having sex?
Okay, sir, I think that's a little bit too vulgar for me.
Is that the truth or a lie?
Honey, I don't think that's none of your business.
Oh, damn.
Why do you have to be right? Why do you have to win the argument?
Okay, now, we're getting completely off the subject.
Do you want to look the best you can for your age? Or are you trying to be something you're not?
Okay, we are the National Small Business Alliance. This is the National Association of Small
You've
Businesses combining their buying power to receive, like, large discounts on goods and services.
Yeah?
Oh, definitely.
Well, my mother told me don't ever ask a woman how old they are, but do you mind saying how old you are?
What does that have to do with it?
And just don't think. Just start talking. And I don't want you to censor and sort it out. Tell me how you feel about that. Tell me your best quality.
I don't think my best quality has anything to do with your $8,000 of instant credit.
And you believe that you just have no redeeming qualities, no nothing. And tell me why.
I could probably tell you why if you could tell me what are you talking about.
I think you like being a victim because it's easier for you to rebel.
Jesus.
Right now, you're really playing the victim.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to lighten up a little bit to get along in this world. Do you understand at all what I'm saying?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are you avoiding reality?
Oh my God. No, honey.
I'm
not
staying with it.
Reality. I think what you're doing is trying to avoid my conversation.
Why are you so hair triggered?
Okay, I'm gonna have to disconnect this call now. Okay.
Kathy.
Margo.
Kathy, are you there? Are you nuts? I deserve to be treated better than this.
Sir, I understand that.
You are a paranoid controller.
Okay.
What?
Now, can I have the name of your company?
Yeah.
And what is that?
Dr. Phil.
Okay, Dr. Phil. What is...
Yeah?
What is your first name?
She doesn't get it.
Dr. Phil.
No, what is your first name?
Am I here?
Okay, what is your last name?
Vincent.
And is that V-I-N-C-E-N, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now what is the telephone number I can call you back just in case we get disconnected accidentally?
Does that make common sense? I didn't do anything wrong.
What are you talking about?
You can get self-righteous till the cows come home. Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Do you agree that you smoke pot?
No.
What's the release that you get when you binge and purge?
Oh, my God, dude.
Hello.
Yellow.
Am I here?
Oh, my God, dude.
Quit being mad at me and just love me again.
Just love me.
Can I ask, who do you think I am?
You're a bitch.
Oh, damn. Ended it on a strong note.
It ends it on a strong note.
Damn. Damn, phone.
Got two more. This one is a phone call from Ozzy Osbourne. Not Randy Hansen as Ozzy Osbourne, but Ozzy Osbourne.
Thank you for calling Dave Crew. This is Rob.
Where'd you get your running shoes from?
I'm sorry?
Where'd you get your running shoes from?
Where do we get our running shoes from? Is that the question, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you, do you have a certain shoe that you're looking for, sir?
Well, yeah.
I mean, the item number?
3, 5, 17, 5, 17, 3.
I'm sorry. Can you say it one more time, sir?
Do you remember me?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't believe I do.
If you don't get me a pair of these running shoes, I'm going to strangle these mothers. I'm a psycho. Get me a pair.
Sorry, what's the item number, sir? Hello, sir?
Yeah?
Say the item number one more time, sir.
5, 17, 3, 5, 5, 3.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I'm not coming up with this item, sir.
No, it can't be. What would they own, man?
I'm sorry? You're breaking
what up. Would they own, man?
I'm not sure. Which catalog are you looking at, sir?
Do you remember me?
No, I don't believe I do, sir.
You remember me. You spent 4 months in my house.
You spent 4 months in my house?
I'm sorry. You may have placed an order with someone else, though, but I'm sorry. What was your name, sir?
What did we do, man?
Could you read me the item number one more time? I can see if I can.
3.
I don't recommend that to anybody. Hey, man.
Hello?
I don't know about that. I've just taken 4 seconds off.
The people in the back are laughing. That was so funny.
This guy knew, like, what's going on?
God.
That was awesome.
Yeah, awesome! That's really good. So before we take a break and get into 911 calls, have a great prank call from Tom Mabe. Tom Mabe is a very, very funny guy.
Oh, yeah, Tom Mabe is funny.
And he loves to harass telemarketers
when
they call his house.
Loves it.
And he's got a couple CDs out of him doing it. This is probably one of my favorites that he's done. They actually call him to sell him some cemetery plots. and he pretends that he's very suicidal and they're calling just in time. This one's very good.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Mabe here, please. This is Mr. Mabe.
Hi, Mr. Mabe. This is Bob. And I'm calling you from Green Cemetery. How are you today?
Not that good.
I'm sorry. Well, listen, the reason I'm calling you today is to offer you a peace of mind through prearranged burial plots.
Uh-huh. And
allow you to rest assured that all of the details, you know, can be taken care of for you. Sir?
What's your name again?
Bob,
you're not going to believe this. I lost my job Thursday. Company closed shop by my wife left me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm sitting, but this is so bizarre. I was sitting here just contemplating suicide, and I was praying, asking God for a sign.
Yeah, but I'm just calling you because your name is on the list.
No, but no, you don't understand. I was, just 5 minutes ago, I was just praying and asking God for a sign, and you called.
Yeah, but I'm just doing my job.
I don't know, something's in control. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, you're the angel of death, man.
Listen, is there anybody that I can call for you? Do you have relatives? Do you have somebody that we can contact? You know, there's got to be something that we can do. Sure, Mr. Mays, why don't you let me know exactly what's going on? Go ahead, you can talk to me.
Okay, well, I've been working with this company for about 6 years now. And the wife and wanting to, you know, get out. You know, we got a kid. She's wanting to get a bigger house. We have a 2-bedroom house. And I lost my job, and the company shut down. And now she's just frustrated. She'll be back in for mom. And I mean, it's just things aren't worth doing.
Well, I'm sure it's gonna all work out.
No. I don't.
Do you have any kids that we can call, we can contact?
I mean, 6 years old. He's at his grandmother's house. I mean, you don't understand. I mean, just 5 minutes ago, I was praying, saying, God, you know, help me through this. Give me a sign of some sort.
And you
called.
No, I'm not that sign. I'm here. You know, go ahead.
Well, you're the angel of death. I mean,
listen, I can call somebody and have somebody come right over there for you.
I'm glad that you called. I could use your services here. I mean, you know, what? How much is this stuff?
Well, you know, we have different price ranges for different sort of, you know, plots.
Is this kind of expensive, though, some of it?
Well, it's very affordable, and this way you can take care of all of this.
Do you do financing down there?
Mr. May, you know, you just got done saying that you're thinking of taking your life. You know, do you have a credit card or a checking account?
Hold on.
Let me ask you this. If I got the paperwork, sir, out to you, say, this afternoon, do you think you could maybe hold off until tomorrow?
No, I'm going through this.
Is there anybody that
can
I can
hold
call?
Off till tomorrow?
I got this gun.
So bad.
Sir? Mr. May.
What did he say?
Woohoo!
Oh, dude, that was great.
Isn't that awesome? And don't call my house.
Dude, that was... Do not call Tom Mays.
I'm serious, because he is the man of prank calls.
Dude, he is. I like the one where he called as an investigator guy.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
How do you know Mr. Mays?
Yeah.
That was good.
I just calling him to sell him some... Yeah, well, you had to know him.
Yeah, you must have known that.
So funny.
There you are. We're coming to you.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some 911 calls. It's been a while since we've done some. A classic 911 call that is my brother's all-time favorite, and he's asked to hear it.
Ah.
He's never heard it on this show, but he knows about it, and you love it, too. It's, I got to call me a bambulance.
A bambulance.
And coming up, we're going to take a break, right? And we'll have more of it when we come back.
I was popular, but now I hang my head in shame. My life is filled with such regret. No bad mistakes I can't forget, and now I'll never be the same. We'll be right back.
up at work, I look like the biggest jerk. Total strangers wanna slap me around. When it's ringing on the terrace, my neighbors get embarrassed. They're begging me to move out of town. Well, it made my wife so sick, she smacked my iPhone with a brick. But I had it fixed and now it's just fine. It's a pain, I sure don't need it, and I probably should delete it. But for me, that would be crossing the line. Cause I hate to waste a buck 99. Hey, I pay good money for this ringtone.
I'm getting used to knowing you're just
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're just talking about some of our favorite 911 calls.
That's gonna be my favorite.
Mike loves the one where the guy's like, "Hey, my wife just got bit by a warthog."
Yeah, warthog. Of all
living on eucalyptus tree. Well, they're like, "How do you spell that?" And he's like, "You." Well, you guys can just pick her up and drag her on down to Oak Street.
Yeah, I'm gonna drag her on down to Oak Street. You pick her up down there.
Before I play the new one, we'll play the classic one. This one is actually requested from my brother, who wants to hear Joe versus the Deer.
Oh, that one's...
Here it is.
This is the ambulance emergency line. Do you have an emergency?
I need a ambulance.
Who is this?
Joe.
Okay, so where do you need us?
I'm in the motherfucking phone booth.
Okay, what's the address there?
Hold on.
Okay, Joe, I need a location. What street are you on?
I'm in the motherfucking phone booth at the Stop and Go. Yeah, I'm at the... That's it. I'm at the motherfucking Stop and Go.
wait a minute.
What's the motherfucking street? Huffsmith, Corville, and something. At the motherfucking Stop and Go. Yo.
Uh-huh.
Head out. Let me see. I'm in the motherfucking phone booth.
At the motherfucking Stop and Go.
Let me tell you what. I'm going down the motherfucking road, driving my car, minding my own goddamn business, and a motherfucking deer jumped out and hit my car.
Okay, sir, are you injured?
Let me tell you. I get out and pick the motherfucking deer up. I thought he's dead. I put the motherfucking deer in my back seat, and I'm driving down the motherfucking road and minding my own business. The motherfucking woke up and bit me in the back of my goddamn neck, and he bit me and it done kicked the shit out of my car. I'm in the motherfucking phone booth. The deer bit me in the neck. A big motherfucking dog came up and bit me in the leg.
What
I hit with the motherfucking
iron,
and I stabbed him with my knife, so I got a hurt leg, and the motherfucking deer bit me in the neck. And the deer and the dog won't let me out of the motherfucking phone booth, so he wants the deer. Now who gets the deer, me or the dog? Okay, sir, are you injured? Yeah, my motherfucking deer bit me in the neck. Hold on. The motherfucking dog is biting me. Hold on. God damn it, get out of here. Hold on. The motherfucking dog is biting me.
I love that.
That is awesome. Now, who gets the deer? Me or the dog?
That's what he's concerned about.
Yeah.
I stole that freaking deer.
I hit it fair and square. Motherfucker bit me in the back in the neck.
Some of these 911 calls are pretty pretty short this time around. This one is actually a 911 call. She just calls to let them know that her dog got out and got loose.
Yes, this is loose, and I can't catch him.
Pardon me?
Ronald's dog is loose, Butchie. He told me to watch Butchie for him, and Butchie got away from me.
He's on
his knees. Would you guys please help me find Butchie for Ronald beats my butt?
No, we can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're trying to find Butchie.
Well, we can't help you on something like that because we're the police department. We have to handle burglars and criminals.
But Butchie's gone.
Sorry.
Gosh, Butchie's gone.
Well, you'll have to go find Butchie yourself or get somebody else to help you find Butchie.
Gosh, okay, thank you.
Okay, okie-doke, bye.
Butchie's gone. Butchie.
Doesn't she know? You have to call the fire department.
Now, this next one, this guy calls 911 because his apparent fiance has, I guess she sent him to the store, and while he was away, she got rid of his stuff.
Yeah,
damn.
Hi, is this 911?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, listen, now, if somebody comes in my house, can my fiance, okay, and takes my TV and sells it when I went to go get her some rolled tacos, can you get her busted for that?
What city are you talking about, sir?
She took my TV and sold it out of my house.
Okay, let me get you to the police department, okay?
All right, thank you.
Damn.
Honey, go get me some tacos. I'm going to sell your shit.
Damn. And she sold it that fast. Like, how did she already have buyers, like, set up?
She had it set up.
She had it planned for years.
Craigslist.
He says, I got it on Craigslist. Wait, that's the wrong song.
That is the wrong song.
There you go, Weird Al. I just made you a new song.
I'm going to let you pick the one that goes next.
All right.
You have a 911 call that is a somebody calling in about a 15-year-old who has stolen a bus, or a husband shoots the burglar while they're on the phone with 911.
That one, definitely.
All right, here it is. This one's actually pretty good. He shot him while I was on the phone.
Yes, could you send somebody out to 10707 Northeast Gleason? Somebody's breaking in my back door.
10707 Northeast Gleason?
Yes.
Is it a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Do you have any idea who's breaking in your back door?
I don't know. I was asleep.
Have you seen it?
No, I just heard them making all this noise. Breaking, sound like they're breaking glass.
Okay, I got somebody started.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else in the house besides you?
Me, my husband, and my sister-in-law. She's 84, he's 71, I'm 62.
Okay. So there's no potential for, like, a roommate's brother key or something?
No.
Okay. 10707 Northeast Police Center?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name?
Okay.
And when you say the back of the house, are we talking about the... Because that'd be the north side of the house?
Oh, God. Just the back of my house, my... front is facing Gleason, and it's in the back. That's where all the noise is coming from.
Did you want me to stay on the phone with you until I'm sure?
Yeah. Leroy?
What?
I got the 911 on the phone.
You should hear the gun go off.
What can you hear now, Jen?
Excuse me?
What can you hear now?
I don't hear anything now. Don't go out there, Leroy. Ooh, my husband shot.
Right. Does your husband have a gun now?
All right.
Yeah, he just shot.
What kind of gun does he have?
Huh?
What kind of gun does he have?
A 38 revolver.
Now, what did he shoot at?
Leroy, he said, what did you shoot at?
I shot the man. He's out here.
He said he shot the man. He's out here.
Did he actually hit somebody?
He said, did you hit him?
Yeah, I hit him.
Yeah, he said he hit him.
Did he get an ambulance?
I guess so. Did he get an ambulance too? Please hurry.
Jesus. He was like, all right.
Yes, it. Come on to my property. I'll shoot your ass.
He didn't even ask no questions. He just walked up to the... Leroy, don't go out there. All right. Bam! Did you shoot? What did you hit? I hit the man.
I hit the man.
Do you guys need an ambulance? I guess so.
You better bring it now.
Better bring it now. That's awesome, dude.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
It is, dude. Like, it's not funny, old people, but it's
funny.
Dude.
They're not fucking messing around.
Dude, that could be like a movie. You realize that? That sounds like a basis for a movie. Three old people in the dark in their house holding on to geriatric years.
Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Yeah.
The sun sets. The town goes crazy.
That's right. The grandchildren have gone away for the Christmas days.
Speaking of going crazy,
mm-hmm.
I went and saw The Crazies.
Oh, how was it? I'm excited to see it.
It's really good. But I ask Anna, I go, hey, do you want to go? You want to go catch Crazies? She's like, yeah, it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if I were to say, let's meet at the movie theater, what does that mean to you?
Let's meet at the movie theater?
Yeah.
Then, you know, go meet at the movie theater. Yeah. I would go to the movie theater.
Let me explain to you what that means to Anna.
All right.
Right? I said the movie's at 1:40. I said, we'll catch that because you have to work at 7. So, you know, we'll have more than enough time. I get to the theater because I tell her at 1 o'clock. I'm like, I'm heading over there now. She's like, I'll meet you there.
There's proof on a text message.
I get to the theater and I'm standing there. I'm like, what the hell? I'll go buy the tickets. So I get the tickets. I'm waiting by the stairs. She's got to come up the stairs to get into the theater.
She's literally in the movie theater, isn't she?
In the movie theater, has all of her concessions bought, and bought a ticket.
Damn, she literally took it literally.
And I was,
she literally
took it. I've seen her like 40 minutes, and I'm like, where are you?
Where are you, woman?
She goes, I'm already inside. I got my ticket. I'm like, why wouldn't you tell me that you're here?
Yeah, I want you to. Hey,
I just thought we'd meet inside.
Inside? I would have said meet me inside the movie.
Yeah, I'm like...
You wouldn't say movie theater.
Who does that? So when we went and saw Alice in Wonderland, I was like, do you want to go to the movie? Yeah. Well, meet me at the box office.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, don't go inside.
Don't go in there.
And then she has... It's so funny because we went and saw... This is how cheap Anne is because she's like, I'm on budget. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
I'm on budget. She don't even have a real bed. She told me the other day she has an air mattress. And she goes...
Nice.
She goes, it just popped. I go, it's not built for that kind of activity, Anna.
Yeah, dude. We'll get her a sheep.
She has her 3D glasses from Avatar. So she was like, is the movie cheaper if I just tell them I don't want to see 3D and I go to 3D and I just use those glasses? She came over after she saw Avatar wearing the 3D glasses, like regular glasses, when she walked in the house because everybody's over here playing Rock Band. I'm like, you're not supposed to wear those outside of the theater. They'll fuck up your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're Asian.
Oh, wait. What is it?
Yeah, your eyes are already
you can't see anyway. I had an Asian lady look at me today. Like, you know how they always, like, look like they're trying to squint? I think this lady, like, they're always trying to open their eyes. I think this lady really couldn't open her eyes because she was looking at me like this. Like, her hair's all tilted back. Her eyes are, like, as open as wide as she could possibly get them. Like, all still, like, these little itty-bitty slits, you know? It's the weirdest thing, dude. Weirdest thing.
That's awesome.
Oh, God. Guess what I've been watching on Hulu?
I'm so scared to ask.
Alf.
Oh, that's cool.
They have every single episode right now. Go watch it, okay? I love Alf.
I've been watching the original Incredible Hulk TV series.
Yeah, dude.
Hulu's good, you know what? But Anna, her computer's broken, so she can't watch it.
No, she can't even listen to the show.
She can't even listen to the show. She said she could download it with her phone, but it costs money.
And as a bitch, she's a big bitch, she's the biggest bitch in the library.
It costs money, Anna. Oh, and our guys, Dave and Doug of OMT Extreme Karaoke.
They're at Brand.
They're at Brand Steakhouse. So, last Thursday was their big debut.
I sent them a condolence. Brand is the killer of musicians, I've decided.
Yeah, that's what
nobody goes over there and survives.
I go, Anna, they're not going to succeed. Sharon Paquette didn't succeed. Bonnie didn't succeed.
Nobody has.
Luke didn't succeed. Nobody has.
Yep, and they've all been there. They just had another guy down there on Thursday.
Zoe Boy.
They didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a very good venue. There's nowhere to fucking be in there.
Yeah, and they have shitty seafood.
Dude, there's seafood. That's sea bass, dude. I still have a weird taste in my mouth. Like, I don't think I could ever eat sea bass again.
Ever.
Ever.
I'm done with it.
I'm done with it, dude. I'm done with sea bass.
I feel like that is it.
You know what that reminds me of, too? Did you remember Dumb and Dumber? The guy, his name was Sea Bass?
Yeah.
Kick his ass, sea bass!
Yeah.
Oh, there was it.
All right, well, we mentioned Brother Luke, and he's got a new album out, so let's play a song from him, and we'll be back after this on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Champagne and a blue birthday cake. She turned 18 just
drink until he finds a cure. The medication stopped working damn near 20 years ago. His time is wearing thin. She remembers playing down at the pool, riding on his damn boss from school. Daddy, what happened to you? Please find a reason to live. Cause you're killing me. What if I could fly?
That's our boy, Brother Luke, right there.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he's good.
Good stuff from Wanger. Yeah. Anyway, good stuff from him, Brother Luke. Here's something that's kind of funny you might enjoy. This is our buddy Jung.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
This is so hilarious.
He's going to be on next week, I believe.
I like how he does the fry-by.
You
even said fry-by.
My time to shine, nigga.
Nigga.
Yeah.
He's Asian, that's what you know.
The revolution.
Did he mean the revolution? If you can't understand what he's saying,
neither can we.
Yeah. But it's English. Yeah, maybe not. Damn, I was feeling just like this last week, too. I'm glad somebody put it down into words to me. Sumyo!
So apparently the fate of Jung's career is in my hands.
Nice. Oh, because of the
yeah, he set us up with a table for Rabbi's birthday, and apparently they don't think I showed up, like the people at the ghost bar. And I was like, I was there. And he goes, well, I tried to tell them that, man.
He's so sensitive.
He is. And he's like, I need you, bro. I need you. Actually, how did he put it? He said,
I found out that thing that he sent you, that Baby Be Millionaire, is from a song. Can you believe that? Somebody actually wrote this as lyrics.
Let's see, where to start.
Hey.
Jung, he says, Jay, call me or text me, please. I need you to come over to Palms tonight. I got in big trouble.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, right. And he says, seriously, call me, text me for what time you can get here. Thanks, bro. I go, doing the show, man. Can we do it tomorrow? Do I need to bring my Caesar's ID? Yes, stop by, man, before 2 a.m., just this time. If you bring Caesar's ID, it will be great, my brother. And then it says, just Caesar's ID and your ID, if you can, would be great. How does this prove that I was there? Just come over, tell my boss. Also, I saved your text message that you send me asking for buy one, get one. Just be here, man. And he goes, just be here to explain situation. What situation? You got to do.
Well, he's so weird, dude.
I go, just tell him you were here. That's it. Do this for your brother, son. This is a situation. I said, I said, okay. And he says, yo, Jay, you don't have to come over here tonight. All director is not here, so it's all good, my man.
My man.
I said, are you sure? I can get ready and get over
there.
You can
just do a quick flyby.
Thanks for support me, bro. Can you come over here by Tuesday? I go, yeah, maybe. Tuesday, I'm off Tuesday. Let's come over here Tuesday, go out. Yeah, let's go out. And I was like, what, to a gay bar? He goes, love you, man. Which frightens me, because he didn't say yes or no.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then he said, let's do radio recording on Tuesday, stop by Palms and go to Pure. Now, I can't do the show and go to Pure. It's not going to work. What do you want to do?
He just wants to do a quick flyby.
Yeah.
That's it.
To Piranha.
To Piranha. Mudo flyby. Oh, I sounded just like him. Flyby.
I'll tell you right now.
It's pretty good, though.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jung is a lot better than that CD you gave me.
Oh, let's hear it.
We've got to take a break because
I got to hear it, dude. Seriously.
I got to the point where I wasn't even listening to the lyrics anymore because it was so bad. And Stuart was in the car and he goes, dude, they just said put holes in chinchillas. He goes, that's cruel, dude. Chinchillas are cute.
Dude, they are. They're very cute. And it can be used as a mop. Or duster. Not a mop. You don't use them as a mop. They get moldy. Mikasa!
Nuna Pumi? But apparently Jung is a really big deal. Like, his deal's in Korea. Like, He's got like Billboard charts and stuff. He's rocking out.
That's good, dude. He should. Why doesn't he have the Rock and Comedy Show on his freaking Korean website?
I don't know.
We can change our names. You can be Wah-ah, and I'll be Ding Dong Sock.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'd be good. You could be Suk Kim Long.
Before we,
I'll be He Hung Low.
Before I take a break and go and get that CD out of my car, because 44 floors is a long ways down.
You can be a poo-poo platter.
Let's do a how-to.
All right, you sure you don't want to do a quick fry-by?
What's a fry-by when you go to McDonald's and just order fries?
Yeah, dude.
It was a dry fry.
It was a fry-by.
So, it's pretty funny.
All right, so folks, I don't even know what I'm reading here. I honestly don't. All I can tell you is this, folks. All I can tell you is that porn, it has the potential to harm the minds of adolescents. Whoever wrote this is full of shit. Let's tell you right now. This breeds not only a false image of the opposite sex. It's not a false image, unless it was digitally altered, right? But also spawns discontent. I'll get this right eventually. It's really small print, okay? It also spawns discontent in actual act of sex. But I thought the whole point with porn was to be like, yeah, I'm going to try that. Right?
Right.
You will learn some simple steps to stop watching porn. Oh, that's horrible.
Pay attention, Anna and Stuart.
It may be hard, Stuart, because you're masturbating. But there can be many benefits in both your sex life and your physical health. I thought masturbating was good, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it help clean out the pipes?
Yeah, but I don't think you're supposed to do it excessively.
Well, like, what's excessive?
Like, every day?
Every day is excessive?
Well, if you do it, let's say, 4 or 5 times a day.
Do you know koalas can do it up to 10 times a day?
Well, whatever.
That's a scientific fact.
Apparently Anna can too, and she rubs it raw.
She does.
Oh, and you know what? We found out today.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to use a tampon.
Really?
Yeah.
She put it in sideways?
I guess she just uses pads.
Oh, really?
And it was explained very simply to her by Krista. She's like, you masturbate, it's like a dildo.
Yeah. Oh, see, because what she was doing, she was just rubbing the tampon all over the place.
No, she was just putting the pad there, I guess.
That's, you know what? I can see the pad. As long as she's not a stripper.
Anna, it's a tampon. You're 60 years old. No, the look on your face.
You ought to correct yourself.
She goes, I was a kid of the 80s. I was like, you were born in the 60s.
Kid
yeah,
of the 80s.
But the 80s came around, and that was more my music. I go, you're not a kid of the 80s. You're a kid of the 70s.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a kid of the 80s. I was born in the 70s.
What would I be? Because I was born in the early 80s.
Well,
I was 82.
Kid of 90s.
The kid of the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Because I remember all you kids and stuff like that. I remember all that stuff. Anyway, I had some MC Hammer pants. I admit it. I had some parachute pants.
Can't touch
folks.
This.
You couldn't touch this. You know what?
I wouldn't want to touch it.
You know, this is the thing, too.
I've seen the people that have touched it. Lucia. Yeah. Ava Devine. Brian.
Brian touched
my
it.
My brother.
Your brother touched it. My dog.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, he fucking bit me in the sack because I wasn't paying attention, and I was sitting on the chair.
Well, when you put peanut butter down there, you're supposed to pay attention.
Yeah. I thought, I didn't know that it was, I thought it was only with honey.
No offense, he looks dead.
Doesn't he, though?
He's laying on the desk, and he's not moving.
Yeah, he's just
looks
dead.
Dead.
Dead tired. Dude, this dog is like, he's crazy, dude. This dog is crazy. He just falls asleep. He likes to get behind my neck when I drive and lay there and sleep. Do you know how hard it is to sleep like or to drive when you're like the hunchback of Notre Dame with a dog on your back? It's fucking weird, dude. First off, you need to stop feeding any incoming thoughts / stimuli that increases your lust. Don't eat oysters, okay? No chocolate, all right? Don't buy any salted nuts. They're listed on here, folks. I'm not making this up. This comes from a professional. The more you feed the lust, the more difficult / impossible it becomes to defeat temptations, okay? And for those of you who don't know Temptations, it's an all-black band. Oh, God. Okay, anyway. Where am I going? Hell. What am I doing?
You were talking about salted nuts.
That's right, and defeating the temptations.
So you don't want to give the temptation salted nuts?
You don't.
Is that because they're black?
It could be. They'll suck on them chocolate salted balls.
you didn't say they had chocolate on them.
Well, I said don't eat chocolate. Oh, I said don't eat chocolate. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have any salted nuts either. Block any porn website. How are you going to tell you... That's like telling Mexicans to build the wall between the border between America and Mexico. You know they're going to leave holes, right? You're not going to have ways for them to get back and forth.
You can find porn in everything. I mean, exactly. My brother's a prime example. Look, SpongeBob.
Yeah, dude. That's gross.
You like barnacle porn? He goes, what is that, like watching SpongeBob?
See, he instantly had an association with it. He's done it. Dude's jerked off to that starfish guy. And the little sea crawdad. He was making his own Krabby Patties. Don't eat those either, folks. Okay, have a friend block all the porn websites. Oh my god, like you're really going to have a friend. Hey, ring, ring, ring. Yeah, hey, Anna?
Is his name ring, ring, ring?
Yeah.
The Asian?
Yeah. Hey, Jung, call ring, ring, ring for me, would you? Tell him to come over and block your porn. Oh, I winged the wrong number. Okay. Ask them to lock away any pornographic materials. Lock it away. Why don't you just throw it away? Why are you gonna tempt yourself by putting it in the fucking box? That's smart. DVDs, etc. Somewhere you can't get to them. Yeah, we know it'd be funny. You guys, like, you know what? I'm just gonna take this to my house.
where you can't get to.
You can't throw a perfectly good box of porn away. Yeah.
This is Anal Invaders 4. I haven't even seen this one yet.
It's bullshit.
This way you won't be able to watch any porn on the net. Okay. Let's see here. Next. Know yourself. Oh. And know your triggers. Uh-oh. I might be in trouble. Know your triggers. If you're used to watching porn right after class, or when you're lying in bed with your laptop, this person knows way too much. Way too much about how people watch porn. Did he stalk people?
Maybe Anna wrote it.
It could have been. Know those are your risk areas and avoid them. How are you going to avoid lying in your bed? How are you going to avoid that?
They probably mean just with nothing. You're just going to lay there a long time, you know, nothing to do. Just go in there when you got to fall asleep.
You know what you should do? You should put those Chinese finger cuffs, handcuffs, on your fingers. And you should lock it. And you should lock all your fingers together. That's what you should do. That's what you should do. Hello? Hi. I'm at Jay's. I'm on the 44th floor. No. Are you done? Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I will consider. I might not be able to right now. I'm doing the show. He's asleep on the table. She's asking about the dog, not my penis, folks. Jesus, get your mind out of the gutter. Huh? That is your boy. All right, so I'll give you a call when I'm on my way. I'll give you a... call me in, like, a little bit, if you don't see me. All right? Okay, bye. Rude.
How rude?
Jeez. I was trying to ignore it. Folks, what have we learned so far? Don't eat salted nuts. Defeat the temptations. Don't go to sleep. Chinese finger traps on your fingers. You might want to glue your nutsack to your scrotum. That might help, because every time you tries to get hard, it'll just like rip the hair out.
Well, that could tie into the proper way to tuck and tape.
Yeah. See, if you tuck and tape properly, see, every time you're like, hey, it's just going to get stuck, you know? Won't be able to go anywhere. And if you have any warts on your wiener, it'll get remove them.
What?
Yeah.
If you have warts on your wiener, you have bigger problems.
Yeah, but I'm just saying a little duct tape can go a long way.
Yeah.
You know? This is what you have me around for, folks. Situations like that no, you're afraid to ask other people. You don't have to be afraid to ask me. I'm not going to tell anyone, folks. Your secret's safe with me. John, your secret's safe with me.
Who's John?
John?
To remember?
Yeah, you don't remember? He left a thing on Facebook saying he had a warts on his wiener.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, great, now you just made me tell it. Little duct tape, Turbo Man Bear goes a long way, okay, buddy? All right, and don't scratch it. All right. Use the substitution principle. Oh, God, what is that? That sounds scary. Like, instead of masturbating, maybe I should hump this sheep.
Yeah, let's give that a try.
You should consider other ways to spend your time. Do anything with will focus. Do anything with will focus 100% of mind. Whoever wrote this just used bad English. Do anything with will focus 100% of mind. They obviously didn't. Who wrote this? Like sports, your family. Do your family. Do anything with will focus 100% of mind. Like your family.
Jay, did you ever think about doing your family?
No.
I know Stuart has.
Well, he dry humps everybody. Even plastic pink flamingos.
Yeah. Go to a movie. Walk in the park. Play with your friends. Hold on. Play with your friends? Jay, do you ever go play with your friends?
Yes.
I think you're a little old for that, buddy. Like when you're 12, you play with your friends, okay? You're not like 34, hey, I'm going to go play with my friends.
It's your definition of play.
If it means freaking garble your wobbly hoe, that's not, what's wrong? It's bad.
Okay, I'm good.
There has to be something you can do. Set up a hobby, like making your own videos.
Yeah.
Be a director. You don't have to star in it, folks. Especially involving physical exercise or a passion, like sex or masturbating. That's a physical exercise. See, this everything goes right back to it, you know? I don't know about this one here. If you believe in God, masturbate to his will. Pray that you will get through it is actually what it says. As cliched as it might sound, staying in touch, see, now you touch your spiritual life. It can assist you to get off. It literally says that. Jay, I need you to touch your spiritualness so you can get off.
I do that in the dark.
Yeah. Use your beliefs to your advantage. Praise the Lord. Fill yourself with the Spirit. Take an active role in your church. Become a choir boy. Become an altar boy.
Yeah, that's going to help.
That's totally awesome. Search the internet for assistance. Okay, how do you look on the internet for assistance? How do I stop masturbating? What do you think the first thing that you're going to get? Porn. I need to stop looking.
Or pictures of ugly chicks.
Yeah. Either way, but you can masturbate too. You know what I'm saying?
No, not if they're ugly.
How do you know? Look, they all look the same with the lights off, okay?
Even the pictures don't. You gotta have the light on to see the pictures.
That makes me wonder, like, how do blind people, like, do they buy mannequins? Is that like their version of, like, porn? Right? Because they can't look at magazines.
They probably use, like, audio tapes.
Audio tapes?
Yeah.
You inserted the throbbing member. I just figured they buy mannequins.
I have a porn CD. I've never played it for you.
A porn CD?
Yeah. Where you hear, like, the moaning and there's romantic music playing in the back. And
I guess so. That would be really a shame if you found out that was all coming from, like, a sheepdog. Let's see here. Search the internet for assistance. That's just stupid. Get educated, yeah. Go to a clinic or a 12-step program. Yeah, that's smart. Let's get a whole bunch of people together that are addicted to masturbating or porn and put them all in the same room.
Why not?
That just sounds wrong. That just does not sound like it's going to end well, you know? Keep the door open when searching the internet. Yeah. If it's fun for you, it's probably fun for your stalker, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've seen if there's anything else. You know what, folks? I'm going to tell you what. Seriously, if you have a serious masturbation problem, and yes, it might affect your sexual life, but look at it like this. If you're having sex, likelihood is you're going to wind up with an STD.
I thought your how-to was how to stop looking at porn on the internet.
Dude, I know, it was. How to stop watching porn on your computer. This is like, I don't know what they went off on. Dude, in their English, who talks like this? Do anything with will focus 100% of mind? Does that even make sense? And then it says, like your family. Jay, what the heck, man? Look, I'm going to tell you, dude, if you're masturbating, more power to you. Keep it up. Less likelihood to get crabs, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Nice.
That's all I'm saying. That's it for that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a how-to, ladies and gentlemen. A how-to from Mr. Mad Mike.
I didn't write that one, folks. We found it.
We found
it. We thought it was appropriate. Mike, didn't realize it was
Mike was a little busy at work today and didn't get a chance to goof off.
I didn't, actually, so unfortunately.
We had to pull up the old files and find out. Well, it was appropriate with Anna and, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was good.
What are you going
to
do?
I wish I had some time to write one. Could have done, like, a quick flyby on one, but.
Let's find out who this is. Rockin' Comedy Show.
It's just called there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Who is this?
Oh, my God, dude. I just woke up.
Well, that's like a very... That's a very
30 minutes ago, I went to the bar last night, this morning, when I got off of work.
That's a very...
Did you just say you got off?
Did you just get off?
Just woke up.
Just woke up? Very sexy voice.
I heard that... Men get more erect when they wake up in the morning. Is that true?
I don't know. It just depends if who's playing next year.
What if it's a lobster?
It's in a lobster?
Yeah.
Not me.
No, I'm not saying you're a lobster, but what if you woke up and there's a lobster?
Wait, we have to find who this is.
Oh, who is this?
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Randy.
Oh, it's Randy.
Randy?
Yeah, he plays Rock Band, the drummer with no shoes.
There we go.
No shoes.
I thought this was the guy from American Idol.
Ryan Seacrest?
No, Randy Jackson?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have that much soul.
That's right, because he had no shoes. But that's...
So what bar did you go to last night?
And then after that, we went back to the Huntress Bar.
Your cousin Vinny, he has a bar?
Uh-huh.
That's nice. Free drinks?
Yeah, if I don't pay for him.
Is he a lawyer, too?
He can be. He's got his little safe room in the back. He just peeps out the hole.
So I thought of two great rock band names.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you got so far?
I have Granny Has the Squirts.
Okay.
See, that one's pretty good.
Yeah.
That grossed out Anna. She didn't like that at all.
Yeah, well, it's her eyes.
But she, you know, she currently likes the name of the new band, Three Holes in the Back Doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it is Anna after all.
It is.
She's got that Asian persuasion shit going on.
See, you should take that Three Holes in the Back Doors and make it Spanish.
And what would it be in Spanish, Mike?
Was it like Tres Holios El Backdoro?
That's a typical white boy right there. Actually, here we go.
That's a fucking band name.
Everything, you asshole.
And the other rock band name is going to be Turds in the Snow.
That's all quiet now. Look at that.
Yeah.
Just like.
What was your first encounter with Anna like?
She can take some dick.
you go ahead and say whatever you want. Her computer's broke. She can't listen to the show.
Yeah. This is our chance.
I'm trying to remember. You know what? The first time I met her was down at the Greek Isles, too.
Yeah? She was standing in the lobby going, $1 make you holla.
Yeah, until she's on the mic and then she has the more accent.
Yeah.
No, it's funny, too, because on the show from Three Tomatoes, I can't remember who it was that made the comment in the background, and you will never know that she's Asian by listening to her sing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, like, you wouldn't.
You can't, yeah.
She sounds Australian.
That's Australian.
Yeah.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie. Oh, mate?
Mate.
Yeah.
Well, she's Asian, so she plays dog and cat and shit.
Yeah, actually, she came over to the house when I got my new puppy. I was kind of worried at first because she went right to grab it.
Uh-huh.
And then she smiled, and I wasn't sure if she was going to continue to open her mouth.
And then she said, "Don't worry, puppy. My fingers always smell like soy sauce."
Oh, God.
Soy sauce and sea cucumbers.
Did she tell you that, you know, she looked at so much porn that she rubbed it raw?
Ew.
Yeah. That's a 100% truth. How do you feel about that?
I'm calling it. That's just disgusting.
The good side is she plays on expert on DJ Hero.
Meat Locker Hero.
Meat Locker.
Meat Locker.
Yeah. You know, it's like a box of cow tongues down there.
She's the original DJ Scribble.
Oh. Chewy, chewy.
I told her the other when we were at my cousin Vinny's, I told her, she was talking about how she's on a budget and what she can eat for lunch and stuff without going over budget. So when she wasn't looking, I took 3 bowls of pretzels and I dumped them in her purse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
And I didn't say anything, and then the next day I go, "What are you having for lunch?" She goes, "I'm eating pretzels. They're in my purse."
Damn. I know, right?
No, she only looks at the free stuff.
The free stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So she's not even looking at the good stuff. She's just looking at the free stuff.
Hey, sometimes that gets the job done.
Well, apparently. She rubs it raw. And she said she popped her airbed the other day.
Really?
Yeah, she was trying out some of them acrobatic moves. She said She said something about bobsledding.
You know, it's funny, she called me today, and before I even said hello, she was mid-sentence.
She what?
She called me, and I just answered the phone. I hadn't even said hello yet, and she was mid-sentence of what she was telling me.
Jesus.
That's how fast she talks.
I'm surprised she wasn't asking me questions as soon as she got on the phone with him.
She's like, "I'm so sorry." I was like, "Can I at least say hello?"
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Oh, so sorry.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh.
We go to the movies last week, right? And I say, "Come on, let's go to the movies. I'll meet you at the theater." I'm outside for like 40 minutes. I bought her ticket and everything. She's already inside, has a seat, and has bought her popcorn and soda and all that.
And her pretzels.
No, this is the thing, dude. Check this out. She actually bought popcorn kernels and her own microwave.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. She's on a budget.
Her purse/microwave.
Yeah, dude. Everybody was like, "Shut up," because it was going beep, beep.
She doesn't
beep.
Use the microwave.
Yeah, well, she's being thrifty right now.
She pops it?
No, she does crotch pot cooking.
Crotch pot. Ouch.
With her hibachi crotching.
Yeah. Hibachi. Stinky binky. Chinky binky.
That name is going to stick for her.
Chinky pinky. That's another rock band name. Chinky pinky.
Oh, chinky.
No.
You can't stand around here because she'll probably rob herself again.
Yeah. What's going on over there? You're drinking beer, you're smoking, you
waking
up
next to lobsters?
Yeah,
I know. Next thing I'm just going to go take a shower and rub one out.
What do you think of Anna?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well,
as long as you do it while not looking at porn.
Choke her out, make her lose her accent.
So what do you do when you're not playing Rock Band with no shoes on? Or hanging out at bars until all hours of the night?
You're in his dreams? Is that what he said?
Pretty much covered it.
I've pretty much covered it.
Oh, I thought he said, "I'm in your dreams."
It's Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, dude. He's the Freddy Krueger rock band.
Freddy Krueger.
You will download the song.
Rock Band. Yeah, I think I'm going to download that new Disturbed pack from it, too.
Nice. You have fun with that.
I'll fall off for a little while. Oh, dear. So what's going on with you guys tonight, huh?
We're doing a radio show. Yeah.
You're like, you know what? Lord, let's do the radio show now.
We always do it on Sundays.
What? Okay. This way, though?
We do it when we can.
Oh.
We do it when we feel funny.
Yeah.
Feel funny?
Yeah. We can't schedule funny. It just happens.
Have you ever done a show drunk?
Yes.
I haven't.
I did years ago, and some listener called in and said every 20 minutes he wanted me to take a shot of Jack Daniels, and I'd never drank Jack Daniels before.
Oh, Lord.
And I got a bottle of Jack Daniels for my birthday. So every 20 minutes I took a shot, and by the time I got towards the end of the show and I was doing the countdown, I couldn't even remember what numbers I was on. And everything was funny, and I was in there by myself. I didn't have no co-host then. I was just by myself. Everything was funny. And I thought wow, this show's going to be hysterical. And I put it up, and at that time I had a chat room, and everybody could chat while they were listening to the show. And every song I played was about getting drunk and all this stuff, and like people were getting mentally drunk while they listened to the show. And gradually you could definitely hear me getting drunker as the show progressed. And then I got to the end of the show, and I was talking, and I made this little noise. I don't know what it was, but I was talking, and it was like something like that. And I was just cracking up. I could not stop laughing for like 10 minutes. We got to the end of the show, and like the 30 people that were in the chat room was like, dude, never do that again. Never.
You gotta do that again.
Oh, I've done it. I've actually done the show where
we should do like a vote.
A vote?
Yeah, like do our listeners want Crazy Jay and Mad Mike to get drunk and do the show?
They've already said when we do the news, every time somebody gets arrested for a felony, we're supposed to take a shot.
We'd have to do the news like the very beginning.
You'd be drinking all day.
Well, if we just do stories from Port St. Lucie, we'd be fucked up in 2 minutes.
Yeah, dude, seriously. Everything there is a felony, dude.
Yeah, felony. Ooh, drink.
Dude, it's crazy, dude. You slap a horse on the ass, it's a felony. You shoot a guy in the face, it's a felony. You know?
Kill a guy's wife and the hooker next door, felony.
Felony. Yeah. You hit your son with a bologna sandwich, felony.
You gotta take a shot every time there's an earthquake. You gotta take a shot every time somebody gets hacked up by their lover, by an ex.
We will. I think maybe we should do it. You know, Mike's been on the show a year now this week, so we should do a drinking show.
We should. I think it would be interesting to see what would happen. I did it once, actually. I used to be on a radio show, and midway through the radio show, I got really fucked up, and I convinced myself that if I put my shirt over my head, I could walk through doors. Yeah, completely over my head. I completely covered my face, and I tried to run through the door, but it was an oak door, and it knocked me out, dude. I've only been knocked out twice, that being one of them.
Wait, were you literally walking, trying to walk, or were you running?
Running. Problem was, though, like, I didn't think to, like, take my hands out of my shirt, so my hands were, like, facing straight up, so I didn't even have anything to brace myself. I just cracked myself right in the head.
You gotta get out more.
I know.
Well, this was when he was 11.
Oh. So what is he like, 12 now?
Hey, dude, I can drink. I'm at least 14.
Wow, I can drink. Okay, I'm proud of you, honey.
Yeah, I'm legal in Arkansas.
Sweet kids can drink. Oh, yay, let's have a shot.
I think, what is it in Arkansas? The second you eat your first tooth, you're allowed to drink? Problem is, I think they only get one tooth.
What was that?
You can have a drink during the 13th step.
During your 13th step? Nice. So maybe we will do the drinking show. It'll be something to think about.
Yeah.
I'll have to come down for that. I'll even buy a bottle of Jack for that.
No, don't buy me Jack. I don't like it.
I don't. was not like, fine, I'll drink it myself.
Oh, yeah, you buy that for yourself.
Yeah, while you listen to it.
And we'll have Anna in the corner rubbing herself raw.
No, I don't want to see that. We had Ava Devine on the show. That was good enough.
That was enough.
Yeah, but it's funny when you're drunk.
No, because then I'll just think I'm working at Arby's.
We should just take her down to the green door and leave her there.
You didn't even hear that. He didn't. He goes watching Anna rub one out while he's drunk would be like he's working at Arby's.
Oh God, let me get the 3 for $5.
Arby sauce.
Oh, the special horsey sauce.
Or the cheddar and beef.
Yeah, when she's on her period, it's basically horsey sauce.
She wants to go to the Green Door. She mentioned it.
Good for her.
So you should.
We should take her there and just leave her in the dungeon room.
No, even better, we should take her to the Green Door, but not let her in. Nope! We said take you there. You can look.
Take her to the Green Door, and then we'll just go to the gay bar.
Yeah. Walk over to the gentleman's spa, the men's spa.
We'll just tell everybody she's a drag queen.
Yeah.
Hey, don't blast with her cock is bigger than yours.
That's probably true and scary.
Big old donkey dick.
I could see that. Look at that. It's so big.
I use it to store and cook. You want some semen potatoes?
Yeah.
You know, I still haven't found that book.
With her Natural Harvest cookbook?
Oh, God, Jesus, that's nasty.
Yeah,
I ordered it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She'll be here in a week.
Dude, I will never eat anything at your house ever again.
I'm not going to cook. I just want to see what the recipes are. I want to see where we substitute something for, like, three-fourths of, fluid, semen.
They make... there's flan on the cover. That's gross.
Yeah, what he just did, that was like flan.
Yeah. made flan.
You won't need to buy the book. I'll just give it to you. I just want to see the recipes that are in there.
Why are the pages all stuck together?
I'm sure it's nothing that's going to make the pages stick.
Oh, yeah. It comes pre-sticky.
Yeah, they come. Just in case you don't have the... just keep that ingredient.
The pages won't stick.
It comes with the come clean wipes.
The come clean wipes?
No. The come clean wipes.
The kung-fu knives are better. I'm sure Anna has a set.
You know she does.
What if it came with, a free pair of chopsticks?
Here's the funny part. Anna don't know how to use chopsticks.
She doesn't know how to cook. She's an Asian female woman who is in her, 40s now?
Jay said 60s.
I told Anna... if she concentrated as hard as she did looking at porn and knowing everybody's business on Facebook, if she read a cookbook that hard, she could learn how to cook.
Yeah, you figure, she asked questions about everything she could ask about, hey, how do I make spaghetti?
Yeah.
I wonder if she can even make a cup of noodles.
I like it. She came over to play Rock Band, and she starts asking questions. Randy's like, oh, God, here comes the Spanish Inquisition.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He laughs every time because when she starts talking a lot, I'm like,
you would catch her sometimes before she, you could tell when she's about to ask you something, because her eyes go kind of round, and fucking she starts the dogs are sitting there like, dude, just shut up, man. I'll stop barking if you stop asking questions. Don't kick me. That's what you gotta do every time Anna says something, kick her in the crotch.
When she gets spied, give her a treat.
That's so funny. Anna, I'm sorry you can't listen.
Gotta get her a t-shirt. Don't talk to me because I'll ask you questions later.
I literally had to stop her because she was asking questions about something. I go, Anna, I'm not like you. I just find out the basic information and I let it go.
Let it go.
She'll go on Facebook and she'll start asking things. She's telling me things about my friends that I didn't even know. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for calling in. We just wanted to, Say what's up.
What's up? Kill some time.
What's up? Yeah, we're doing the show. It's fun. Yeah, we've done some great celebrity prank calls today and all kinds of good stuff.
Awesome.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. Do you want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible. Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality, so it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school, and if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor, the padded walls of the electric sandbox. And we've reached that portion of the show where we are saying goodbye to the news. Got some good stories. Nothing from Port St. Lucie, though. Nothing worthy to end the news with from Port St. Lucie. I was hoping to maybe do an all Port St. Lucie newscast.
Bumblebees?
No.
Chili's. Baby back rib.
Ladies and gentlemen, could I please have your attention?
Barbecue sauce.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
And lick your balls.
Lick your balls. We're going to get things started with a woman out of Indianapolis who faces a theft charge for allegedly coaxing her 5-year-old daughter into stealing a woman's purse at a restaurant.
We must be a good influence on 5 children.
According to a probable cause affidavit, a 24-year-old woman admitted asking her daughter to steal the purse on February 14th at Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey, she's 35 in dog years.
Yeah. You know, just go over there. It's Valentine's Day. It's Chuck E. Cheese. Steal that purse for mommy.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah. Of course it is. The woman allegedly told officers she pointed out the purse she wanted to her daughter and told her, take it, and urged her, do it for mommy.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
when the victim wasn't looking.
Damn.
Go, just, oh, she's not looking.
Go. And go now.
Now, do it, quick. Ninja skills. An arrest warrant was issued for the woman who faces charges of theft and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Do you want
to
know why she got caught? She stopped for a Slurpee.
Probably didn't listen to How to Be a Ninja.
That's what it was.
Her 27-year-old boyfriend faces theft and assisting a criminal charge. Police said the woman's daughter brought the boyfriend the purse after taking it from the booth.
Prepare yourselves for destruction!
That's right.
Damn, Skippy.
That takes us into our next story. Zombies.
Zombies, I love them.
That's right.
They love me.
Did you know they have... Oh, they do. They love your brains.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that they have free speech rights? According to the U.S. courts, they do. They said to... they're said to utter a little more than occasional groans, but zombies, the blood-drenched monsters of Hollywood B-movies, still have a right to free speech. A U.S. court ruled this week.
Really, dude? That's what we pay them for.
Yeah.
To figure out if zombies have rights.
An appeals court in northern U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, allowed a group of zombies, or rather several protesters costumed as such, to press ahead with their lawsuit against police who arrested them for disorderly conduct. That's right.
You can't just do that. You can't just tase people. Because you think it's funny? That's police brutality.
That's right. The appeals court overturned a lower court in finding that the group of seven zombies had been wrongfully detained during a 2006 shopping mall protest against consumerism. That's right, consumerism.
Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
The three-judge panel, by a 2-1 vote, ruled Minneapolis police lacked probable cause to the arrest of the demonstrators for disorderly conduct.
You don't seem to realize the cosmic importance of this.
At the time of the protest, the plaintiffs were wearing makeup. They gave them a living dead look, white face powder, blood, and black circles around their eyes. They lurched stiff-legged through the halls of the mall, urging shoppers to get your brains here and brain clean up in aisle 5.
I don't think that's funny.
I do.
In various bags, the protesters carried audio equipment, including loudspeakers and wireless phone headsets, which police had described as stimulated weapons of mass destruction. The judicial panel upheld the lower court in dismissing the plaintiff's claims of false imprisonment and a First Amendment retaliation by Minneapolis police. That's right.
So, do I still have to go to jail?
After being put in jail for two nights.
Weren't we talking earlier about how we thought Minnesota was weird?
Yes.
There it is, folks.
But the appeals court cited the proof right here.
Proof.
But the appeals court sided with the protesters in ruling that police had no reason to imprison them simply for dressing as zombies and walking erratically in downtown Minneapolis. An objectively reasonable person would not think probable cause exists under the Minnesota Disorderly Conduct Statute. Arrest a group of peaceful people for engaging in artistic protest by playing music, broadcasting statements, and dressing as zombies.
Oh,
you get to love the zombies. You must love them.
They've got rights too, folks. They have feelings too.
Salt Lake City, a 37-year-old Salt Lake City woman acknowledged hitting her husband in the head with a hammer.
Damn.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
3 years ago, after blindfolding him and promising him a surprise, Amy Tracer Ricks pleaded guilty to second-degree felony aggravated assault. Prosecutors have agreed to reduce the conviction to a third-degree felony after Ricks completes probation.
Surprise! Are I'm going to beat your ass.
Or something, because this is really cracky behavior.
Prosecutors also agreed to let Ricks seek expungement of the crime after
Rick
7 years. Rick.
Oh, Rick.
Rick Seeks. The last name of the girl is Ricks.
Weird.
Her name, again, is Amy Teresa Ricks. She's sentenced for April 19th. Rick's husband suffered minor injuries in May of 2007. Defense attorney says the two are still married.
Doesn't that sound like a gay couple?
No.
Rick's husband?
No. Because I've said the name three times.
I know, but still, Rick's husband, do you know? Like
Rick's.
Yeah, Rick's husband.
Rick's husband.
Doesn't that sound like you're talking about Rick?
Yeah, I guess.
Rick's husband? Yeah, you love it.
Anyway, he mics it. Oh,
that's a good one.
I know. That's what I'm here for, folks.
Torrance, California, an 80-year-old woman with a criminal record stretching back to 1955 has been sentenced to 3 years in state prison for ransacking and stealing cash from a Southern California medical office.
Oh, that's a good one.
Doris Thompson thanked a judge for not sending her to Los Angeles County Jail, which she doesn't like. And she said she deserved a longer sentence. She also told the judge, God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
She wouldn't have gotten caught had she not decided to stop and take a nap in the chair.
State record Joe Thompson, who has used 27 aliases, has reportedly been arrested during the past 55 years, mainly for petty theft and burglary. She's gone to jail several times. Thompson slipped into the medical office on December 19th and stole money from the drawer. She pleaded guilty to burglary and was ordered to pay about $1,400 in restitution. She will be eligible for parole in about 18
months. At what point during your criminal career would you realize that you're not very good at it?
You've been doing it for 57 years.
It hasn't worked out for you yet.
A Russian chimpanzee has been sent to rehab by zookeepers to cure the smoking and beer drinking habits that he's picked up.
I'm never drinking again.
How did he get them to begin with?
An ex-performer, Zora, became aggressive at his circus and was transferred to a zoo in southern Russian city of Rostov, where he fathered several baby chimps, learned to draw with markers, and picked up the two vices.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. The beer and cigarettes were ruining him. He would pester passerbyers for booze.
Seriously?
He has now been transferred to the city of Kazan, about 500 miles of Moscow, for rehabilitation treatment.
Wow.
On a Monday, you vile little beast. One day, I will personally teach you a lesson you will never forget!
Yeah. A German robber held up the same bank in Hamburger twice within 24 hours.
Was it the Hamburglar?
No, it wasn't the Hamburglar. A German robber held up the same bank in Hamburger twice within 24 hours, just a week after being released from jail for the same crime.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
A police spokeswoman said the 50-year-old man went into a savings bank in the center of Northern Port City and flashed a pistol saying, I was here yesterday and I want money again today. The repeat offender made off with 450 euros, which is $600 American.
He then said, and I quote, robble, robble.
No, he's not robbing hamburgers.
It's Hamburglar.
Hamburger City.
It's so fucking hilarious.
But with the help of video surveillance cameras, police were able to detain him 3 hours later. They said he'd been in jail for robbing banks and Hamburger in 2002... and 2004.
Sometimes we do things because we need the money.
I was here yesterday. You might remember. I wasn't kidding then.
So stupid. Florence, Alabama. Police said a 38-year-old man was charged with beating another man at a motel with a sauce bottle and a fire extinguisher.
He hit me. Well, I'm sure he meant to do that.
Police said the suspect was being held at the Lauderdale County Jail on $6,000 bail on charges he attacked a 43-year-old man who was returning to his motel room.
I'll give you the best performance you ever saw in a hotel bedroom.
Officers said that as the man opened the door to his room, the suspect hit him on the head with a bottle of Worcestershire sauce.
Is that sauce in your hand, sir? Are you just happy to see me?
Then grabbed a fire extinguisher and hit him on the head and face. Yeah.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Officials at Eliza Coffey Memorial Hospital said the victim was treated in the emergency room and admitted to the hospital where he was listed in good condition.
And a little tasty.
And marinated. They left him there to marinate. Dayton, Ohio. Yeah. Law enforcement officers in Southwest Ohio were chugging down alcoholic drinks this week as part of a training exercise on how to give field sobriety tests.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with
drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Yeah.
After they all got inebriated, yeah, the lead officer was like, okay, now drive home.
Several police officers and deputy sheriffs in Montgomery County volunteered to drink so colleagues could practice conducting the tests given to the suspected drunk drivers.
I thought they were, like, really belligerent. Look at all that.
One test required intoxicated officers to walk heel to toe down a line and then hold up one leg to demonstrate balance.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Wright says he hopes the exercise at the Dayton Police Academy helped officers gain a better understanding of how to deal with impaired drivers.
That's right.
That's right.
And drunk police officers.
And it's our story of the week. Memphis, Tennessee.
I don't know if you could beat the drunk monkey or the Hamburglar.
This is pretty close. Police said the mother of an elementary school student drank a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor before brandishing a sword in her child's school.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
See?
Yeah.
It's right up there. It was very hard to choose.
Mommy, what are you doing? 1 second, dear.
The woman, 32, apparently intended to confront the parents of another child who had been in a spitting match with her child the previous day.
A spitting match?
Yeah. And
that's totally worth getting a samurai sword over.
According to court records, an employee at Riverview Elementary School in Memphis reported a drunk woman armed with a sword was running through the halls of the school and had threatened to cut her. That's right.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
One, kids, you know not to run with scissors. Don't run with swords either.
Officers who arrived on the scene retrieved a black cane that concealed the blade.
Oh, my God.
The woman charged with aggravated assault and having a weapon on school property.
Unreal, dude.
Well, it's been thrilling. Now, if you'll excuse me.
I gotta say, the one thing that they did leave out on the story was that the sword was signed by Randy Jackson.
It was signed by Randy Jackson.
And why would you not have Randy Jackson sign your sword?
Why would you not get Randy Jackson's autograph?
That's gonna do it. again, guys, the news is gonna be gone a while. If you guys really wanted to come back, email me. Let me know. CrazyJ@comic.com. You can also email my buddy over here, Matt Mike. Or my spleen.
@yahoo.com.
It's so funny, Zach was going to send you an email.
Oh, yeah?
About pickles. I don't know if you got it.
I might have.
And he goes, I don't have Mike's email address. I go, it's ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com. And he goes, oh, that's real.
Yes. Folks, I'm going to tell you again, I only speak the truth on this show. Everything I say is a fact or truth in one form or another. Okay? Period. Now fuck off.
Yeah. And I go, no, that's real. So you can email him, email me, if you want the news to continue, please. A lot of people, I've heard, hey, it's one of my favorite parts of the show. It's when you, Mike, do the shine the best, whatever. Let me know if it shall continue. Otherwise, it won't be back next week. Other than that, I'm going to end with a little retrospective, a little flashback of Mike's time here, because this is his last show. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. See you, everybody.
He's been here a year. It's kind of his anniversary show, and we're going to take a look back at some of the wonderful things that have happened since Mike's been here on the show.
Sweet. Montage.
And it's montage time. Montage. And we're going to see you next week. I think next week on the show we have Jung, who's going to be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few other people calling in, like mm-hmm. Tim Pyle.
That's right, and Dino Mike.
And Dino Mike's going to call in, talk about his MarsCon experience. And we're still working on Amazing Jonathan.
Yep, and another very special guest.
Very special guest.
Very special guest. I can't announce it yet.
Yeah.
But I will.
Okay. So enjoy this montage, and we'll see you next time on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
You're listening to... The Rockin' Comedy Show.
The Rockin' Comedy Show welcomes Anthony Cool. I'm going to get you Wallace. I'm going to get you Penn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We'll get
What does he get us? John Lovitz. Thank you, Bobby.
No, he didn't even get us that.
Yeah, he did. At pole position.
Yeah, he got him at pole position. And then we...
And
by the way, I did kick John Lovett's ass when we raced.
I think everybody kicked John Lovett's ass.
Well, you didn't have to take away the wind out of my sails that fast. I was, you know, you could have left that for a little while. You know, people could have been out there going, wow, he's faster than John Lovett's, you know. But yeah. Yeah, you could have left that there for a little while.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I still love you.
We'll practice that again.
Well, I did kick John Lovett's ass.
Congratulations.
Thanks, good, man. It was awesome. That guy's fast.
Yeah. Adult film star Aurora Snow. So, how does one start in the porn business?
Well, I started in it by calling a newspaper ad. I was going to college, I was going to UC Irvine, and I knew that whatever job I picked up, I would be doing this job until I was 50 before I could pay off loans, no matter what. Couldn't figure out anything else. So I looked in this newspaper and I see this ad and it says $2,000 nude modeling. And I was like, $2,000? I can take off my clothes. So I called, got involved with an agent, and started out with photo shoots, and that paved the way to video.
From Starship, it's Stephanie Calvert. You are listening to the Rock and Comedy Show. We're still discussing serial killers. No, it's awesome.
I'm just upset because I know that there's more that are better.
But there's some great ones, though.
Yeah. See, this is why I was, like, so... I used to be, like, totally, like, hardcore death penalty. But after you read, like, Ted Bundy, he would have admitted to way more. But they killed him too quick. And so it's like, oh, man, they should have just kept him alive a little bit longer. At least. Because he would have... There's probably about 120 chicks that will never get solved because he probably killed those girls. That's so sad.
It is. Neil Diamond impersonator, Jay White. Now, I understand you're working on a musical.
Well, I've spent several years writing a large stage production show using Neil's songs, maybe telling his story, possibly. We've got a couple of different scenarios of how to do the story, but definitely using his material and singers, dancers, backdrops, stage sets, just the whole ball of wax. I mean, a very, very big production show.
So it's like a theme, basically following his lyrical...
Using his music to tell a story. Yeah, exactly.
Sort of like Across the Universe.
I haven't seen that, but it might be. I mean, it's kind of a cross between what Celine Dion was doing, minus the Cirque du Soleil people. I mean, she had a lot of stage production value in singers and dancers, and so it's kind of a cross between that and a Barry Manilow concert type of a thing. It's,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Comedian Paul Rodriguez.
Madonna, some say Madonna.
So, welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show, guys.
The Mangina. Oh, man, that was funny, wasn't that? What movie was that? Yeah.
Deuce Bigelow.
Deuce Bigelow. They also used it on Twins. On Step Brothers. You see that? Step Brothers. With Ferrell? They used that. That's funny, man.
Both of those good, but not as funny as A Million to One.
A Million to One was us. Well, it's here one. It's still number one. It's the comedy of the ages.
Yeah. And that was actually one of my first comedy movies I ever saw. I watched it every day.
You know, let me tell you, I guess some trivia about that movie. For example, you know, there's a girl that picks us up there. It's Punky Brewster. She was dating Rico Suave. What's his name? Gerardo.
Hypnotist and comedian Michael Johns. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show right up here on the 44th floor.
Another of the Korean taco plant.
The Korean taco plant, yes. We have to keep it, like, it's sort of like the Bat Cave. People want to know where we are, so we give them names of different buildings all the time.
Right, you don't ever find out exactly where you are. It's safety reasons. It's
yeah. But I mean, you know, there's these people out there, and they do this thing, what do they call it, jihad? I don't want to be jihadist. Okay?
You don't want to be jihadist, all right.
But telling people last week to send you anthrax in an envelope is okay.
Yeah, you know. I just want them to know that we're real, you know? We'll get the point. If they send us anthrax in an envelope, I'll understand not to mention that again, you know? Like, oh, I don't think they like that very much.
Right. Well, let's give it up for our guest, Mr. Michael Johns. Yay! And the crowd goes wild.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You, of course, are the star of Hypnosis.
I am one of the people that does this show. Yeah, myself and then my business partner, Terry Stokes. He
but
does the show when I'm not
one,
there.
Right?
I'm the funny one. Yeah, I'm
actually, the audience is the funny
one. The audience is the star. Yeah, it's a very good point. Yeah, and you guys know that. Yeah.
Comedian and actor, Jerry Bedknob.
By the way, where's Mike?
Oh, he couldn't be here today.
Oh. This is why I'm doing this interview.
I told him not to be on vacation, but he insisted.
You're going to have a job to go on vacation.
Well, he gets
here?
Paid, but I'm not quite sure what he does. He's supposed to do the same thing as me.
Is he fucking a goat or something?
Probably. Yeah, it's probably a blow-up sheep. He's into inflatable sheep.
Oh, inflatable sheep?
Yeah.
Oh, he got inflatable after he fucked him and got pregnant. And that's not inflatable, that's right.
But you didn't get into the specifics, but that could be true.
Oh, well, I know him, right?
He's a big fan of yours. Yeah.
Well, I'm for sure.
He's such a big fan that his roommate is actually a 43-year-old virgin. We're not supposed to talk about it on the show, but he's not here to stop me. Voices of a Generation, Rich Natoli. Vegas.
I've been here a long time.
Not you, our guest.
Oh. I think he's talking about Wayne Newton. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's Rich Natoli.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome. Hey, welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
What a crowd. Hey, let me tell you.
So you are, of course, an impressionist.
gave
it away?
yes, I am. I feel like Johnny Carson. It was so hot in Las Vegas today.
Nice. How long have you been doing this?
My whole life.
More than 20 days.
More than 20 days. Yeah. More than 20 days, yes.
Singing impressionist, Larry G. Jones. So how long have you been doing this show?
I've been singing for about 25 years, and then I started doing this show really about a year or two before I moved out here. But I've been singing in bands and did a lot of studio recording, doing sound likes and stuff.
How did the voiceover stuff, I mean, how did the, like, the impression stuff come out?
That happened because I answered an ad. I was living in L.A. It's an acting magazine, Callback Magazine. It said, sound like someone and send in your tape. Somebody brought it to me and said, hey, you got to send them a tape because you sound like people. I'm like, all right, you know. Because you know, I kind of knew I could kind of do that.
Now, did you
never
take
thought
that
about it as a job.
Yeah, did you take that at first as a compliment or, God, I guess an asshole told me I don't even sound like myself. I sound like other people.
No, it was just when I sang their songs. I had, you know, we had original tunes too.
Oh, okay.
I had my own deal with that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
That's like,
yeah.
That sound like
it's kind of, you know, it's kind of neat. Oh, I sent him a tape of me singing Elton John and Phantom of the Opera. I didn't know what they wanted.
Mad Mike sings with Bonnie Mazzell.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
That's right, Sheriff. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me, and baby, I got you.
Babe, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent. Before it's earned, our money's all been spent.
Well, I guess that's so. We don't have a pot. But at least I'm sure of all the pot we got.
Babe.
Crazy J, Mad Mike, sing with Sharon Baquette. Don't ya?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was around like me? Don't you wish your
said, don't you?
Myself.
There we go.
Hide the feeling. Leave it alone. Cause if it ain't love, it just ain't enough to break my heart at home. Let's keep it friendly. You have to play fast.
Human voice box, Paul Sparazza. They all think it's a professional show up until that point.
Yeah, right? Greatest Ozzy Osbourne impersonator, Randy Hanson.
The reason we're here in the studio, we have Ozzy Osbourne. what an honor to have the Prince of Darkness up here on the 44th floor.
I'm glad to be here. This is freaking me out over here.
Bodyguards?
Yeah.
They're here for your protection.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Look, man, we're going to take real good care of you. I'm big. I'm Lance's buddy. I'm bigger than Big Lance, and I'm going to take care of you, too.
All right. Well, that's good to know, I was a little worried at first.
We figured Sharon wasn't going to be here.
Yeah, I'll just go right here for Sharon.
Hypnotist Mark Savard.
Seven beers. What do you think is going to happen? You're going to pass out. Then, right. So now imagine, think back to college days when you'd try to awaken somebody who's passed out. It's impossible. So now imagine from the audience perspective, they see me on stage waking up somebody trying to wake up somebody who's passed out from drinking excessively. I do 1, 2, 3 wide awake. They're out cold. Now the audience doesn't know that they're drunk because they can't smell the booze on their breath like you can at close range. They think it's hypnosis related. So, oh my God, he can't wake that guy up. And everyone starts getting their panties in a bunch, and obviously it's not a good situation, so we end up just using them as a doorstop or something like that.
Anybody went up there drunk and then, threw up because they were so relaxed?
Yep. Yeah.
That's got to be gross.
Yeah, it's just so awesome and so relaxing. Actually, it was at a corporate event in Sacramento. I was performing at a corporate event. I won't name the company for obvious reasons. It was a relatively known company. We performed at the event. Performed at the corporate show. And all these people come up to be hypnotized. They've been drinking because they have an open bar. The company paid for all the drinks. So now these people.
Singer T.J. Weaver.
All of the tourists coming along.
Trimming my six string on my front porch. Smell those shrimps there beginning to boil. Tell them a spiggy.
Then there's Catherine Hepburn.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Session four, my lord, take her assault. Wow.
Captain Hepburn starting a car.
For Clemson and Clover, over and over.
Nice.
And then there's Searching for the Last Song.
Well, some people claim
that there's a woman left to blame, but I know you. Set 'em up and move 'em out, pilgrim.
Musical comedian Rob Paravonian.
It's like I'm her hipster beard. She's slumming, she's better than me. She's slumming, and everyone can see. She's slumming, she's trying something new. She couldn't backpack through Europe, so I'll have to do. All her friends at work will talk how adventuresome she is. She stayed with him last night in Brooklyn. Oh my gosh! At all their functions, they'll all point and gawk. Whenever we walk in, she brought him here. How scandalous. People wonder how long it's gonna last. Only long enough for her to think she has a past.
Singer Brother Luke.
Alone. Daddy's eyes won't crawl back no more. He won't stop drinking till he finds a cure. The medication stopped working damn near 20 years ago. His time is wearing thin. She remembers playing down at the pool, riding on his handlebars from school. Daddy, what happened to you? Please find a reason to live. You're killing me. What if I
comedian Bobby Slayton.
Without dancing midgets, you know, on trampolines and Beatles songs, I don't really have that much to offer people. I don't have vampires and breasts. You know, it's just me talking. But, and by the way, do you think a lot of people from Vegas listen to the show?
I don't know. I mean, we kind of figuring out a lot of them are back east.
Are they really?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to, that's what we're getting. When we get email, we're getting like North Carolina, we're getting.
What we do know is that the Vegas, the base clientele here in Vegas is definitely growing exponentially. We've definitely.
Who used
that.
The big word? Exponentially! Ain't Mikey gets the point for a big word.
He's been waiting word. And waiting to throw
that. That was the first big word on the show today.
I know.
It was all this fucking motherfucking tiger. Exponentially, we brought the show to a higher place, to another level. I might even put my fake English accent.
Stevie would be proud of me.
Singer Jeremy Cromwell.
I like the way I said there must be some kind of way out of here. Oh, I like the way I want to wait. Yeah. And I asked what I was created to be this liar. And this cheat, at that moment, I look up and I thank God, I'm not a joker or a thief. I say,
comedian and grandpa Al Lewis impersonator, Brian.
So, anyway, you were during the break, kind of mentioned something about, I said Al Lewis sort of got a foul mouth near the end, and one of the times was at a Howard Stern convention where Howard got fined for him saying F the FCC.
Uh-huh, yeah, he said that and a few more choice words.
You said he was going to run for governor or something.
He did, he ran for governor in 1998, governor of New York. He ran under the Green Party.
I remember that.
They wouldn't let him use the name Grandpa on the ballot. And nobody knew his real name, really. I mean, if I had, like, quizzed you.
Yeah, because all of his appearances, he was Grandpa Al Lewis.
Right.
He always had that in there.
Yeah, and that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to put Grandpa Al Lewis or Al Grandpa Lewis. He just wanted the name Grandpa on the ballot. And it went through the Supreme Court in New York, and they're like, eh-eh, you ain't using that name.
He should have done a Chad Ocho.
That's just some of the fun you'll experience with the RockinComedyShow.com. Shows are archived. We have fun each and every week. Check us out, RockinComedyShow.com.